The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer. Streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There is Brady Bogan. Brett Fesley, Big Dick Toledo. Off we go for another glorious day here in paradise. As the weather becomes perfect, the people start to flood in, and the weirdness begins as the NFL sucks money out of your pockets for things that really aren't that fun. That media day thing, NFL's Super Bowl's opening night last night is I don't know what fans get out of that. I don't know what you spend your $20. They'll nickel and dime you for $20 every turn, but they hit you for $20 to go sit at the Footprint Center and watch interviews you can't hear unless the NFL Network's doing them. If Michael Irvin's doing the interview, they put it over the big speakers. Occasionally they'll pop a, something if somebody big is asking, Travis Kelce a question. They'll be like, boom, here. No.
Other than that, it's like watching the going live on Instagram or Facebook Live.
Yeah.
You just hear the responses to the questions.
Yeah, you don't really get all of it.
You can figure out what they're asking, and then sometimes like, what?
But packed it up. It was a good crowd last night. So everybody's all curious to see their, your superstars. And if you were a fan of either team, you'd be down there and just watch these guys. But you can't get too close. It's an interesting concept to go in.
So it's just a cattle call?
Like anybody can go in for $20, and then all the players sit in little booths, and the media asks each individual player stuff. And then Michael Irvin goes around,
hey, brother, you got this going, right? You played Super Bowl?
That's his question. That's most of his questions sound exactly like,
you was at the thing when you were, look, you struggled the long time, Oklahoma. Talk about that.
What?
For the ring.
Yeah.
You playing for the ring now. You got that going on. Tell me more. What's that like? No, talk about that.
What?
You heard it.
I have no idea what you asked.
Now give me the ball.
And then that's why athletes always go, well, I'm just going to give 110% because they don't have to say, what the f*** are you saying?
If you was in the Super Bowl, you won, lost it. You won one, lost one, you're back. Talk about that.
I think you just said everything I need to say. I won when I lost when I'm back. What? But and then
thanks, brother. Thanks.
The best part, the only good part I saw last night from the television broadcast, and Craig Gass was there last night. He's going to come back in with what he found, his dopey questions. But was Jalen Hurts was being interviewed by Michael Irvin, and he's like,
well, you keep it up, brother. You keep doing what you're doing. You're all right. All right, so back to you guys.
And he's throwing it back to the stage or back to the studio. And before he goes,
you almost it hurts me to tell you guys good luck.
Because he hates the Eagles so much. And he, right as he left, and then Maurice Jones-Drew was like, oh, we heard that, Michael. We heard that. Which was just every Eagle he's taking.
Now, good luck. You have a good luck. I got a soft spot in my heart for Philadelphia, and I'm you guys have a good game. Okay, back to you. I hate you mother so much it hurts.
Because, yeah, he was talking about how much he's got a soft spot for Philly and the Eagles and all this. And then you hear him off just the second they said clear, he said he hated the Eagles, to the Eagles, which was great. That was the only moment I really enjoyed of the whole thing. But
common question I could figure out hearing in the background was, what was your first major purchase, you know, after
you got your money? That's becoming an annual thing.
And about three quarters where I got my mama a car or a house.
Right. I am already tired of the idea of this being the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks playing each other.
And brothers.
Well, that's what. Well, no, Brady, that's racist.
I mean,
the Kelseys are also playing. Yeah, but yes, I mean, I expect that stuff from Brett, but let's not go down. Yes, two brothers are quarterbacking. Yes, we understand.
Now, brothers.
Well, brothers are quarterback. Brothers are
brothers in arms.
All right, enough. They're making a. All this right, is why we can't do this kind of garbage. But yeah, they're like trying to make this huge thing out of that, and I'm like, if it's not such a big deal, let's not make it a big deal. I mean, I understand there's two black quarterbacks, but. You know, it's just two guys who worked as hard as anybody else to get there, and that's pretty impressive.
And maybe, I understand why it's an honor for the quarterbacks being the first.
But they're the first just to play each other. Patrick Mahomes is in his third Super Bowl. And be honest with you, I wasn't sure he was black. I didn't know Patrick Mahomes was, like, black. I know he's got, like, Kamala Harris black or black. Like, because Jalen Hurts is a black guy. So... Not that it's like, you know, varying degrees, but to me it's just, you know, I guess I'm
50%, you're in.
Look, I guess that just makes me better than everyone else because I really don't care what color the quarterback is. If they're winning, I'm in.
I don't see color.
I mean, I've never once thought, well, it's the first time two black right guards have played against each other. Like, who cares?
It's just to announce the NFL is trying to prevent that. This time they couldn't do it.
Well, they've worked hard to make it a thing. And the society has definitely said it's all. No, look, Pittsburgh, which is one of the most racist cities throughout the 60s and 70s and things like that, when it came to their athletes, had a guy named Joe Gilliam, who would have been. You'd have never heard of Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw was his backup for about 2 years. Because Gilliam was the man, and he was a black quarterback, and Pittsburgh embraced him. They were dying for this guy to win. Problem with Joe was, could not lay off the crack and the coke and anything you put in front of him. That man loved to suck it up, drink it if it was in front of him. And he had a drug problem that kept him from, you know, staying steady with the team. Gilliam was going to be the very first. Like, he was going to be the glass ceiling buster. In Pittsburgh, that team already was great, and they would have been amazing. Terry Bradshaw stunk for the first few years, and they wanted to ride him out on a rail and put Gilliam in there. But because of rails, Gilliam couldn't stay. So Terry got break after break because this dude was a cokehead. So if your team's winning, you could be the Klan and be fans of Atlanta. And, you know, if you're 13-3 and looking at the first seed of the playoffs, and you don't care.
Going with the winner.
You just don't care, and that's the thing. I think people need to focus on that. People don't care about that anymore, and it might be an accomplishment to, you know, to say, okay, finally, it's all happened. That's great, but I deep down think the best message we can say is no one cares if your quarterback is black anymore, and that's the achievement. That's the big thing, is that no one in football who cares about the team is going to stop cheering for a quarterback that's black. You're just an asshole top to bottom. If your team's winning, that's all that matters. And all of a sudden you can't, we got a black quarterback, so we can't win. It's like, that's not going to happen. So I think that's the best message. The most uniting thing is no one cares anymore. And that's important, too. But Michael Irvin cared.
Yeah, they got to make it a story.
Of course. Everything's a story for, you know, societal woes and ills and everything else. Instead of just saying, isn't it great that no one cares about this anymore? Can't we put that on the back shelf and just go, hey, first time two black quarterbacks ever faced each other, and no one cares. Isn't that the best part that the rest of the world is like, good, so what? And that the so what part means something.
When do the glory pieces start Sunday morning? The tear-jerking...
8 hours of pregame show on the NFL Network.
So it's starting.
Hours. So if it starts at 4, 8 hours earlier than that is what, 10?
Yeah.
No, it's 8. 12, 10, 8 would be
it's
8 o'clock.
8 a.m.
Holy cow.
Sharp.
Blech. That's an awful lot.
You work. You come up here a long time. You've been around. And I watched you. Talk about that.
It's a pretty impressive Michael Irvin interview. I've long 110%, a lot to the. I love this team.
I love God.
I've got to thank God.
That's right. That's right. Good answer.
I guess. I have no idea what you asked me. It's not that I can't understand words.
Very
you're
adamant
saying,
about that.
But
about superstitions. Not about superstitions. I believe in God.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no superstition with God. You was out playing in the. If I tell you, but I saw that. You talk about that.
I'd still rather listen to him than Shannon Sharp.
I love Michael Irvin. Yeah. I find him hilarious. I think he just gets tripped up on his own ideas. And I think it's the laziest questioning habit people have in sports media, and they all think they're so clever with talk a little bit about, because they don't know how to ask questions without getting yes or no answers from athletes, because they've learned that this idiot in front of you will take your words and twist them. So they thought they'd be clever and say the words talk a little bit about or talk about that, instead of just having a general question that has a good answer at the end of it. If yes or no or one word answers, it's somehow or another the athlete's fault.
Talk a little bit about your journey.
What do you think of gay marriage?
Talk about that. Talk a little bit about how when one man loves another man, he inserts his penis into him. Talk about that.
Why? Why would I do that?
Just do more one word answers. Talk about it.
Well, guys sometimes love each other very much.
Oh, that's right. Tell me more.
I give 110%.
Give 110%.
Then where's he put it at the end?
I don't know. I guess it's up to the bottom.
That's right. Always ask the bottom. Always. All right, back to you guys up there. Good luck to you, Philly.
I did see something yesterday that I feel responsible for. Now, you might remember about a month ago, and I think I'm programming Channel 3's news. I'm almost positive of it. About a month ago, we were talking about like a billboard's going up about human trafficking. And, like, it's just a terrible tragedy.
You start heavying up.
And I started saying that can't be all of them. I know human trafficking is a terrible thing. Evidently, we lead the Southwest in one particular location of having that done. And the cops have asked me not to say where, because then it gets to be a curiosity.
Where number but one?
We have a place where there are a lot of nabbings. And I had a police officer explain to me that they try to find teenage girls and drug them. Put them in precarious positions, photograph or video it, and then hold them by saying, we're going to show your mother what you've done. And then, you know, we'll hurt your families and do this. So they kind of have this weird power over them immediately. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. But not all hookers are human trafficked. There are plenty of hookers, I made the claim, that are doing this because they want to, that are doing this and having a nice time, that are enjoying it.
For the love of the sport.
For the love of what they've chosen to do. You know, everybody's got a passion. And when you find your passion and you make it your job, you know, you never work a day in your life. Yesterday downtown at the Footprint Center, I found it hysterical. And Channel 3 found these girls. There was about 13, 14 prostitutes protesting to decriminalize what they do and to tell everybody, we love this. We are having the time of our lives out here. One lady was a hooker. And then left to be a professor at ASU, and it wasn't paying. So she became a high school teacher, and it wasn't paying. She's like, I had a kid. One of them was disabled. I couldn't make ends meet. So sex work was my way out. It saved my life several times. I love taking D for cash. It's what feeds my family. And the only thing I'm afraid of are the cops getting me. And so this little tiny gaggle of girls got together and kind of unionized being hookers and saying it's not all
when done right.
One of them actually said it's not as bad as the news wants to make you think with the human trafficking and stuff. It's out there, but it isn't like a lot of us really like this. And that's kind of what I was saying a couple months ago. I'm like, all these hookers that are they're not all trying to get out because it's as easy as going into Brett's room at 2 a.m. and the envelope's on the counter.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, baby, let's get this going. This kind of action I want from you, broad. And then she's like, I need help. Help me get out of this. That's all it would take. Because most people like Brett would be like, well, this is a boner killer. You don't want to do this for a living? No. And that's it. It's over. That's it. Like this, you know, we call the cops and do whatever, get her into a place. None of them do that. I've been to Vegas. They seem happy. They're making a fortune. They're wandering around. I don't know if they're, you know, all happy, but how many of us can say we're all happy at our jobs? It's not like we're all walking around sunshine and roses all day long with our gigs and then saying, you know, it's a tough day at the office applies to hookers too. The one girl said, I felt very safe as a sex worker. I felt protected. I made a ton of money. I needed to get out and go to college, and it got me through college. I was getting out of an abusive marriage years later. I had young children. It got me away from him. It got me out of being under his thumb.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been
the American dream.
It's the American dream. Savior. People, oh, you have the story.
I got some soundtrack for you.
Is this for money?
It's America, for God's sake.
These whores were talking how wonderful their lives have gotten thanks to sex work, that they wouldn't be the same. Now, the one argued that human trafficking isn't as pervasive a problem as authorities are making it out to be. The trafficking hotline in 2021, there were 217 cases. You'd think there were thousands and thousands and thousands of abductions. In 2022, there are 193 cases, so it actually went down. The vast majority of these things are sex crimes. Advocates point out the workers are not all victims. Many of them do this. The one girl's done 5.5 years behind bars for sex work because they took her away from the kids and stuff. She popped right out. What do you think she's going to do to get back on her feet and help her kids?
Got to do what you got to do.
Cash money.
Sell that beef. She lost her insurance. She lost all of her belongings. She's like, what did they think I was going to do? They let me out of jail. All right, that's enough of that. Now you go do something else. I'm like, you bet. A few days later, she's got insurance. She's got a place again. The kids are back. We're doing all right. But that's what she said. Sex workers' biggest fear is law enforcement, not bad clients. But when you hide from the police, sometimes you have to take shortcuts that make you or put you in precarious positions. The people arguing against it say, no one would do this willingly. Well, you wouldn't. Some chicks like it. There's other options available for these poor ladies. Prostitution is not supposed to be what you do. No, it isn't, but...
But if you choose to do it...
But, well, yeah,
this is America, choice. For God's sake.
Damn it, Brett's right!
And I'm proud to be...
It'll be $300. I made a...
And they're making more. I think that's what makes most... The women who won't do it. I think it makes them mad. That they look over and they see some deadbeat husband who bitches when she buys a pair of shoes. And these hookers are just rolling in dough. And they're not willing to sell their stuff. They're willing to pretend to sell their stuff because, you know, on a date, you're technically selling your stuff.
Transactions happen.
Transactions occur every time the guy said 2 for $20 at Applebee's. And you're like, sure. And then you sleep with him. Guess what? He bought you riblets and sex.
Then more transactions will happen.
And you're still not guaranteed to even after the riblets.
Look, there's an argument to be made that your five-figure ring versus his $120 ring was sort of payment. Dudes are constantly buying stuff, and that's okay. But if he goes and buys, just cuts out the middleman, and there's no exchange of... It's just, here's the money for the stuff for you. You do whatever you want with it. Suddenly it's not prostitution. But I enjoyed watching that last night because I thought, you know, let's stop making hookers so bad. And the older I get, the more I realize I've never done it. But how many of my friends and stuff have? How many people that I've run into are like, oh, you've gotten hookers? Oh, yeah, I got hookers all the time. There were a couple people in this building, very prominent. They're no longer here. Very prominent people in the building, high-end management. That part of their trips to Vegas were, like, they carved out some time for prostitutes. I thought that was awesome.
It wasn't even people. It wasn't even Vegas. There's been times here that I've witnessed.
Yeah, that's true.
Other casinos.
That's true. And you always think that it's some seedy, terrible street guy with a knife in his pocket, going to knife her and carve his initials in her ass or something, and she's just doing this against her will. A lot of the times, it's an incredibly normal dude hiring a hooker, like somebody you'd be surprised by. I'm no longer surprised. Prostitutes are America's oldest profession, the world's oldest profession for a reason. But damn it all, ladies.
And there's, you know, like any
don't business. Throw a wet blanket on this.
Yeah. the American way.
Don't you throw a wet blanket on this, because guess what? Your wife hasn't been happy at her job the whole time.
It's not a wet blanket.
You make her work.
I'm just saying, like any business.
You're like a pimp. You're no different.
You're going to work or you're not going to live here anymore.
She got to go find something she doesn't want to do, too.
Not a wet blanket.
What are you going to say about how bad prostitution is after?
From sea to shining I'm not saying how bad it
is. From Detroit
down. I can't hear you over all the patriotism, Brady. I can't hear you over the massive amount of patriotism that just happened. Go on. Tell everybody how bad it is.
It's tremendous.
You're just afraid of it.
No, I was just pointing out that just like restaurants, there's levels. There's fast food. There's elegant dining.
Sure.
And I think that's where people get...
It's a variety, Brady.
Yeah.
It's a variety. And you, my friend, sample at the buffet of variety in your example.
Absolutely. But the person that's upset, like if you're looking for a quality steak, you're not going to get that at McDonald's.
Let me put this in terms you'll understand it. Somebody's trying to take away everything that costs less than $100 a plate.
That's just un-American.
Yeah.
And it's not right. Some of these places like serving low-level Cisco meats at a discount price. And some people like mopping it up with bread. Some dudes out there, I wonder how many crimes hookers have stopped by unloading some crazy dude's sack. And he was probably going to go out and just fire into a crowd. If it wasn't for the moment that a hooker said, look, I got this. A couple $100, I'll be your girlfriend for an hour or two. And it probably stopped a ton of crime.
True patriots.
True patriots. I never realized it until I talked to my friend who worked at a college, how many of the girls there are actually, you know, throwing a little sugar daddy action down. And they're normal. Actually, some of them were beautiful. And they're like, look, they pick their clients. Kind of like a hair salon.
It takes all types. You got the Fremont Street ones, and then you got the ones that are sitting in the Aria.
Yeah. They're going down.
Absolutely.
Look, some work in volume, and some work in, big money. Some are trying to churn and burn. Brady, your restaurant was probably a churn and burn. Let's turn these tables. Steak 44, not so much. No. You can sit there for a couple hours. You can enjoy your table, and you pay for that. Not all hookers hate it. That was my point a couple months ago, and last night it was proven to be true by a protest in front of the Footprint Center of a bunch of hookers taking the night off, by the way, to basically tell the fans going into the NFL the opening night, guys, it's not so bad. Some of us love this. And I, for one, admire them. Because it's more real than it is a girl who hammers a bunch of guys and gets stuff out of it. And then breaks up with him over and over because she's not really in a relationship. She's just there for the thing.
I wonder how effective it has been for, like, Amsterdam and places that regulate it.
Sure.
The government. Probably great. Because, you know, now that they're regulating it, they're getting the tax money. Whereas right now it's got to be all under the table for the most part.
Yeah, you're not supposed to pay taxes on that. But if you're getting cash, you're an idiot to pay taxes all the way through anyway. But you get something.
Yeah.
You could at least write down occupation, hooer,
and then they pay, give them a few bucks. Pay for their license.
Sure.
Well, look how much tax the weeds brought in since they made that legal.
Right. Yep.
I support the hookers.
I, too, support the hookers. And I think if you did kind of regulate it and made it so it's like, look, this is really no big deal. It's a victimless crime. It would probably pull back on the whole human trafficking thing. Because the human trafficking is basically like the illegal drug trade. Because there's dirty money to be had.
Jail space.
I mean, how many pro athletes have been with prostitutes? They're out there. They're everywhere. Come on.
Brady, are we turning you on this?
Yeah. Thinking about this a little bit. You hate the topic because you don't want the world to have this in it.
I think it's a vocation not for everyone. It's tough. Like, I certainly wouldn't want Kirby to take this up of an occupation.
Of course
but
not.
I understand the points of it on saying there might be a smarter way of going about controlling it or not just running it, regulating it.
Right. Now, is it different, though, if Kirby finds a guy who's like, she's not going to work, I'm going to give her things? And then they break
like
up.
Like if she found...
And she just got a bunch of presents from a guy.
A sugar daddy.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were dating. It's not different. It's just long-term hookering.
It is. Again, I not a huge fan of that necessarily happening.
Right. But if it did, and you don't have to pay for anything.
You know, it gets to the point where it's like it's her life, right. So she's got to make her choices.
There aren't a, and it doesn't mean, see, this is where people, I think, where people, I'm going to say it like this, people like you get confused when someone says prostitution isn't so bad, is that you think everybody's daughter's got to do it for a while. That's not true. Of course, you wouldn't be happy if Kirby took that job. You wouldn't be happy if Kirby took a job as a stripper.
Right.
It's not a good thing, but it's totally legal, and she might.
Something she's got time.
A job
she's got
she could time. Take. It's just the thing that, of course, your father's not going to be happy with certain choices you make with that. But people like you automatically assume when somebody says good things about prostitution that I'm talking about your daughter and everybody else's daughter giving it a run for a few weeks, you know, like it's your senior year paper. It's not so bad. Some hookers like it. I'm still never going to get one. But some hookers like it. And it's time we stop bashing all of them as if they're all victims, because they're not all victims. Some are volunteers. God damn it. And they're beautiful for this country. Now, they could have had a better looking group standing in front of Footbridge Center last night. I will say that.
Should have had some better representatives out.
Yeah. Because I remember watching that show on HBO. Those girls liked it. The one especially in Hawaii, where the tourists come and go. And that dude on the streets of Honolulu, these ladies just have it all. The girl getting in, I made $14,000 this weekend. It's like, yeah.
The whole Heidi Fleiss thing, I mean, that's the upper level.
Huge.
I think that is, you know, that's the pro leagues.
Right. Well, there's going to be better meats and cheeses to keep it in your area.
Well, last night we had the Monday night representatives, so that's it's not going to, you know.
That's right.
The good ones are still flying in from Vegas probably this week.
The good ones were working.
Yeah, that's true too, yeah.
The 12 that could take the time off and fight, the Nathan Hales, the Patrick Henrys of prostitution, that could stand there and not take their money, or D last night, and fight for the other girls so they could go into hotel rooms at a reasonable rate. How many hotel beds you slept in that were sloshed around by a prostitute, some Chinese businessman the night before? Countless.
Every time you go to Vegas.
Every time you go to Vegas, you're in a bed a hooker was in. It's not so bad. And your wife kind of acts like a hooker most of the time in Vegas. That's her job.
God bless her, too.
God bless the United States. God damn it. What a country. Thank you, prostitutes, for standing outside of Footprint Center last night and saying, love that D. Pay me and I'll prove it. Get the cops off my ass, please. And now that's our new legalizing. That's it. And I'm for legalizing prostitution. I don't understand why it's a crime that has to have. Like that lady said, I had two kids. I had no way out. I don't want to go work some office job. She was trying. People were like, well, you could have gotten a regular job. She was a high school teacher. She couldn't make it work. So she started taking a little, she dabbled with some cash D on the corner. Take a little cash over here. Next thing she knows, she's like, all right. This is where the money is. Kids had a better life. Everybody was doing well. She seemed to enjoy her work. And that's really all that matters in this life.
Love your work.
Find something you love to do. You'll never work a day in your life. And if it's bouncing on a D, then damn it all. If I was a girl, that's all I'd do. I would have been a whore like my sister. Horrible. She gave it away. Just to make my dad mad. She should have gotten paid. She probably did a couple of times. I'm pretty sure my sister took some money.
Different type of transaction, but, you know, when it comes down to it. I'm pretty sure
straight cash transaction.
Dinner.
Wasn't the riblets.
No, I think there was here you go. Here's some cash. I think I'm positive of it. Yeah. It was it would have infuriated my dad. She did it. Yeah. Most guys' sisters did something just to make their dads mad. But yeah, so Brady, don't wet blanket this dream to have prostitution legalized. It doesn't mean everybody's daughter's got to do it.
You heard me. I'd rather have it regulated.
Yes. Not regulated, legalized, all that. Whatever. Get them their sex tests. Get them all their
because you ain't going to stop it.
You can't. It's impossible to stop. It's the free will of your thighs. I mean, it's wherever you want to put them. Wherever you want to open them up. Yeah, but these women last night on the news were not attractive. That was the worst part of the whole story. Is that one of them was just gigantic. Actually, that one's not so bad. A couple of them were old.
Which one are you on?
AZ Family. Okay. A couple of them were old, which I was like, they've been at it for a long time. They had that one lady on.
This is a good town to be older.
Oh, yeah, you get some. Well, look, if a 70-year-old man's coming to town and he's got a 7-year-old hooker or a 30-year-old hooker, he's going to pay, and it's not, you don't have to be age appropriate for that.
Well, and then you got all the retirement, 55-plus communities.
Sure, you can make some money out there.
Hub.
And the funny thing is our hypocrisy towards it, because I saw a story on CBS Sunday Morning about a woman who was 88 years old, and she was a prostitute up until about 3 years ago. And they're like, isn't that hilarious? I'm like, really? It's funny. Why is it funny for mummy dust to throw that thing around?
That was a processor back in the 1950s. And, of course, it lasted forever.
Here they go.
Sheila tells me she had a rough childhood.
Oh, I still got Lee Greenwood.
Hang on. Go ahead. You're good.
I felt very safe there. I felt very protected. And I made the money I needed to get out and go
she
to college.
She looks like a normal lady. You'd live right next door to
she
Brady.
She came back
she'd
to it.
Kill it.
I was getting out of an abusive marriage, and I had two young children.
She says she was an adjunct professor at ASU, but
look
that job didn't
professor.
Pay the
look
bill.
At that redhead.
She became a high school teacher. Cans. Still, she struggled.
The cans on
that's
that redhead. What is her
life.
Cost? They were shouting that at the NFL guys last night. Sex work
others
is real work.
Others at the rally outside Footprint Arena tonight telling similar stories.
That's how I paid for college. That's how...
That's a fella.
Whoa. Graduated from college.
When I got into sex work, I felt...
They all look like girls next door. Not like not like
teacher.
what the news wants you to think hookers look like.
Not as pervasive a problem as authorities make it out. According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline in Arizona, in 2021, there were 217 cases.
That's nothing.
I'd have went down there and supported them.
I didn't know they were doing this.
Yes.
You should have called the local media radio outlets, whores. We'd have been down there in full, like broadcasting live
down.
With the whores.
Handing out bumper stickers and T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. KUPD for the whores.
Damn right.
That's right. We'll stop this human trafficking the other way by making it okay for hookers to wander around. Anyway,
she looks literally like your next door neighbor.
Yeah, you would never know, and she probably is.
Man,
she probably is your next door neighbor. It's those wide eyed weirdos that are like, "Oh, my neighbors are swingers." Yeah, they're everywhere. It's a dirty little secret everybody's got. Everybody likes something weird. And I wasn't saying I wanted to do it. I was just making the point a couple months ago that I don't think all hookers hate it. I think a lot of them are really kind of doing it because they like it.
I have a longtime friend that's all it is, two or three times a week. He's been married, done that thing, and he doesn't want to be in another relationship. So
hookers.
It's two times a week, and they go out. There's no agenda.
None.
This is
done, and you can switch it up. If you get tired of one, you can just it's like a Hyundai. Get another one later.
Well, I spent all the money to go to Hillstone or whatever and then not wind up with anything at the end of the night.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you very much, Brett. Then you got to start chasing. Forget it.
Yeah.
A hooker doesn't even need the
guaranteed.
Food part. Yeah. You don't even have to feed it. It's like a dog that loves you without dinner. Like somebody else is giving them the kibble. Like those stray cats that sometimes show up in your front yard and you pet them, but you don't feed them because they'll stay.
Yeah.
Never feed them. It's a key.
And they leave when they're
gone. But he does.
Never feed
you
a
know,
hooker.
Basically, it's a combination of arm candy and like, I want to go out to dinner. I want to take someone out to dinner.
A call girl escort.
Out to dinner.
Yep. Yeah, the escorts are great. They take lonely guys and dudes who are fed up with the game, and they go out and treat them, you know, like the way they wish they were treated, and it costs a couple bucks, but it's going to cost either way, and then it's not a game. You can't piss them off. You can't piss the hooker off. She has to like you. That's gold. It's pathetic, but it's gold. I have a friend of mine who, when he turned 40, this was a while ago, so he turned 40, and he's like, he'd been divorced, and he's like, if I'm not with somebody I like by the time I'm 40, I'm not trying. And that this was probably 20 years ago now, and every other Friday on payday, he would take a little bit extra out and go hammer some broad over there at the bar.
Get a date.
It was awesome.
John, imagine how many mass shootings we could avoid if we allowed hookers to de-stress the office weirdos.
Totally agree. If it was a program in your health care... It's like we all go into that one guy's office and like, hey, it's Friday. Alicia's here. Are you interested? She's giving discounts to employees of the week, we'll call
it. HSA would cover that, too.
Oh, sure.
Man, it would be great.
Covered on your HSA to get...
Therapy?
Yes. You get Sura, that lady to show
up. Oh, man.
Hey, guess who won employee of the week again? Alicia's here. Oh, I can't believe I won again. Yeah. No. Don't question anything. Just pound away, and he'd be the most pleasant employee we've got. And then you start seeing one of the IT guys over there going, ha, 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 and he's about to snap and shoot up sales. Hey, look, your employee of the week. Here's Alicia. Isn't that Paul's girlfriend?
Well, it used to be.
And we just keep her in
not right now.
Keep her in an office down here with a computer, and she can pretend she's doing accounting. Nobody's going to go in there and ask questions about accounting. Then she just hammers the office weirdo every once in a while, full of fee. Anyway, it's not as bad as it is. And Brady, your daughters don't have to do it. That blanket.
There is a downside, you know.
Oh, to fun? Go ahead. Tell us about it. There's no downside. Keep that in mind, ladies. You're going to do it either way. You're going to do it the traditional route where everybody's happy about it, or you're going to do it their way. And I admire those ladies. They're at least realistic with it. My God, the comments. Says, John, I was at the MGM last year about this time, and two of the most beautiful women I've ever seen came up to me while I was at a slot machine. I was trying to have fun. I would have never guessed they were hookers. They are hot. I have had this experience where I thought suddenly, in this lighting, I must not be the face I see in the mirror because these ladies are coming on to me. One of them's name was Angel, and she gave me her card afterwards. She was the prettiest girl. She said, I love this game. Are you having any luck? I'm like, nah, not really. Do you want some? Can you make the machine work? I said, no, you know what I mean. Oh, do you like to party? I do. What does that mean? This one says, if you give the hookers a sex test, is that just checking to see if they're good at it, pass or fail, or give them grades like a hot girlfriend? Well, you can Yelp them if you want.
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, hooker Yelp.
I like that.
Everyone's doing OnlyFans now. If you're under 30, you probably are OnlyFans. What's the difference? That is not a huge leap to prostitution. Jelly Roll, who's having a huge kickoff to his career, his wife paid for his music career as a call girl. See, Brady, people like you want to stop Jelly Roll. And he's good. Sunday down at the NFL Experience, there were some hookers walking around, and they're young, and they looked happy. Make it legal and tax that ass. That's right. That's what we need to do. In my America, that's what would happen. Someone did a survey at ASU about 10 years ago, John, and found that 80% of girls surveyed had turned to prostitution at some point in their college life. 80%! I bet a girl $100 once, which was technically a that's Jelly Roll's wife.
Yeah.
I've seen the pictures of them. I didn't know she was a hooker. Assumed it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. And Jelly Roll's not doing better than that. She saw talent in Jelly Roll and said, tell you what, I'm going to bankroll this, and then we're both going to be happy.
Man, first of all, I take offense at you accusing me of preventing someone named Jelly Roll. Not to be
I know. That's why I'm saying,
dare you.
Change your
How
ways.
Dare you.
Now, if you always want to bring your daughter into this situation. If Kirby met a Jelly Roll kid and he's like got a voice of an angel and he's written some great songs and she goes, I'm going to turn to prostitution to fund this for a little while. And then Jelly Roll happens. You'd kind of be like, I was against it, but I mean, it paid off.
She knows better.
What?
She knows she doesn't have to do that.
Why?
Dad, will you pay for Jelly Roll?
Oh, that's true. That's
whatever gross, you man. Want, honey.
What Kirby wants, Kirby gets.
Kirby wants to be a hooker. Oh, you can just pay for everything.
That's what she's going to do.
I'll pay for everything.
Then I don't have to be a hooker. You're a good daddy.
That's right, Kirby Derbs.
Kirby, you just learned a life lesson. Just threaten a prostitution, yep. Your dad will hand it over. Your dad's the real John.
You don't want that, yeah. Sugar.
Here you go, baby.
Same language would be used as if a pimp was paying a hooker.
Here you go, Sugar Plum.
I'll get arrested.
She's my daughter.
Oh, you're sick. You hand her all that money.
He does it so I don't prostitute. He's so afraid.
Yeah. I don't know how many times hookers on. You're right. We've had it right in this industry. Plenty of people have been caught getting hand jobs at massage parlors, and it's everywhere. Maybe we should dabble in it. I've never tried it. You ever been with one?
No.
Me neither. I'm not even going to ask you.
Yeah, I've been.
Toledo's grandma was
in
a hooker.
Barcelona.
Yeah, it doesn't count. You just talked to her.
I chickened out.
Your friends talked you into doing one, and you walked her into it. You weren't going to do it.
I mean, technically, we've all been with one.
That's true.
You know, we've...
I bet a girl...
For drinks and dinner and all that stuff.
I bet a girl $100 that she couldn't, you know, get the job done in the car.
You know I could.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
Oh, well, if there's anything in it for me...
$100 says you can't.
All right.
Hey, look who lost the bet. Here you go. I feel good about yourself.
So technically...
So I slid $100 her way just to watch her cringe. Hang on. You made the deal. She needed money. I took advantage of that. So technically, I guess that's true. And I enjoyed it. And we did it again later for free.
Yeah, 50% off. It's a BOGO.
A BOGO.
You got a BOGO? Man.
I got a vaginal BOGO. Great band name, Vaginal BOGO. Oh, write that down. That's a good one. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue. And you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Yeah, it's glorious. The weather's too good. It's going to be 80 degrees now Friday. They're saying 80, which means it's going to be the perfect place to be while everybody's here. That sunset that's happening behind Brett's head looks like a painting right now. Sunrise, I'm sorry. Beautiful. Move your ugly mug out of the way.
All right, Jesus.
Stay at that for hours. Yeah, we are in paradise right now, and the sunrise is going to be perfect, and people are arriving. Welcome, Knobs. Don't stay too long. We don't want you. Enjoy our time. Enjoy our restaurants. Drop off your money and get the hell out of here. By the way, there's 13 hookers downtown that are loving every minute of this. One or two. They'll give you a deal.
Their appointment books filled up last night.
Oh, I bet. That was great advertising for them. Yeah. It was a smart marketing move in this week. Very smart to get your face on TV and go, hey, there's that hooker from the news. I'm going to nail that one. The redhead with the big cans. Just doesn't mean all this is going on and stuff doesn't mean we should stop paying attention to the local sports angles right now. And you heard it here first. Mark my words. My little handy dandy notebook, my insider. I'm telling you right now, the Cardinals organization is in pure turmoil and no one knows it yet. After the Super Bowl, it'll probably pop. Brian Flores, who was the head coach of the Dolphins 2 years ago and did a really good job with a team that was a mess. Started 1-7, ended up 9-7. I think, or 9-7 or something like that. They were close. He ended up winning a ton of games at the end of the year. He gets canned, and the Steelers picked him up after this debacle with the Giants that he had, and he was a quality control officer for the offense, and he had this weird little title just to be in the building. He's a good influence, and everybody loved him. Had an opportunity for the second time to interview for the head coaching job of the Arizona Cardinals, and said, I'm not even interested in talking to you. And took a job as a defensive coordinator, I think with the Redskins. I mean, the R words. Geez, sorry, everybody. So Brian Flores doesn't want the job. Sean Payton didn't want the job. The Cardinals have this Sean Coogler, Steve Keim thing hanging over their heads that no one knows yet. And then if they manage to bury it with money, kudos to them. But right now, it does not look good. And to me, that screams that the word is out in the NFL circles, hey, that Cardinals job is about to be a huge problem. They're going to go through some stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Bidwells are on the chopping block because he's trying to protect Steve Keim, who is the guilty party in this whole mess that happened back in November with the sexual assault in Mexico that Coogler says wasn't him. And if guys like Brian Flores are not taking head coaching positions in wide open teams and taking coordinator positions instead, Eric Bieniemy of the Chiefs basically said, if I do take another job, it'll be as a coordinator. Now, maybe he's not qualified enough to do it. Byron Leftwich, who fell out of favor as like the he had this big shining light on him a couple years ago as the next head coach in the NFL, not interested. A lot of people have kind of said, no, thank you. The guy for the Bengals is going to interview. The defensive coordinator for the Bengals might show up here. Somebody will take the job, but it's like 8 guy on the list. And when people aren't taking a head coaching position in the NFL and laterally moving to a defensive coordinator spot, something's going on. It's bad. And I think the Cardinals
don't you think, even with Cliff back in the day, it wasn't like coaches were jumping at that opportunity?
I think that
the marquee coaches?
Well, that was his I've touched Patrick Mahomes There was a buzz about Cliff Kingsbury's air raid offense that was kind of like, hey, he's the next. He had the beard, just like Sean McVay. He had this crazy offense in college. He had coached Patrick Mahomes, never won with him, but coached with Patrick Mahomes. And then, he kind of wanted that style of coaching. They were trying to be clever more than they were
good looking.
They wanted to be the new hip team that was doing the right thing and plucking someone out of college and finding the next great superstar.
Works for the Rams. Let's do this.
There were a couple of young, to a certain degree, the Browns had Stefanski, and that was kind of the young, hip, cool ideas coach. And Kingsbury fit the mold on that as a coordinator, but never as a head coach. They took a chance. They swung and missed badly. And that was mainly because Steve Keim was one of the worst general managers in the history of the NFL. Period. Zero. The end. That's it. And so he made bad decisions. Steve Wilkes will tell you he made bad decisions. Josh Rosen will tell you he made bad decisions. And somehow or another, he kept his job. So this whole thing is a mess. It's much more than people know. And unless the Cardinals pay their way out of it, I think it can start to dismantle what you know as the franchise. It's creepy. But the fact Brian Flores, who wanted a job badly, was like, no thank you. Twice the Cardinals like, come on down. Because he knew they were going to offer him the job. And he took a coordinator's job. Cardinals are in trouble. Something bad is happening down there. Something stinks in Arizona Cardinalville in a huge way. And the rest of the NFL evidently knows about it. Because nobody wants this job. Who in the world wouldn't want to live here? And you're starting from ground zero.
Get a shot.
You don't want to work for the Bidwells. You don't want to do any of this. Something's going on. Also, today, a great news. I'm wearing my shirt in honor today, Brady. Phoenix Suns' new owner will be approved and announced today. Matt Ishbia, who I'm so excited about. I did see that Suns president Jason Rowley stepped down yesterday, and I've met him a couple times. He's a good dude and just kind of mixed up in the garbage of the Sarver era. But he stepped down, and probably because Ishbia is like, I got my own guy. I don't want to fire you. Walk away. And he stepped away and probably got a nice paycheck to do it. But Ishbia gets announced today. Suns are in Brooklyn tonight. If all things fall the right way, because now Ishbia can make the move. Sarver's been blocking trades. There's no question in my mind. Sarver's been scorching the earth on his way out. It's official today. Would you, if you're Matt Ishbia, day one, sell the farm and get Kevin Durant while you're in Brooklyn? You can get him on the plane tonight. After the game,
is the ninth change your the uniform. Final day?
Change that uniform. I'm with you. It's huge. What would you ask?
Is the ninth the final day?
Is that it's Thursday? I think Thursday.
Yeah, so it's the ninth.
Yeah, Thursday is the trade deadline. But think if you're Matt Ishbia, new owner of the Suns, you come in, you're going to have to give up Ayton, probably Chris Paul, probably not necessarily, but probably
Crowder.
Crowder
ain't playing anywhere.
They're throwing Crowder in, and the Nets would be like, that's a zero sum. There's nothing there.
Okay.
You're giving up either Mikal Bridges or Cam Johnson. Probably Mikal Bridges. That's a lot. But what you're getting in return is the top
Paul
three.
Booker,
one of the top
Durant.
top three basketball players in all of the world. And you don't have that right now. Chris Paul.
What do you think him and Booker would do together?
That's the big question.
Yeah.
Is because now if you get rid of Chris Paul and everybody's like, well, he's 38 years old, you're gonna lose him at the end of the year. Anyway, the way this team is built right now, they're not winning anything. Stephen A. Smith said it yesterday. This team got no chance. As it's currently built right now, it will not win a title. And he's not wrong.
Do you throw Paul in the mix?
Oh, Paul's in the mix. Paul is the only way this works.
Yeah.
He's gone. But if it doesn't work, Matt Ishbia's first move on his first day would be to ruin a team that went to the championship a couple years ago.
I agree, though. They're not going there this year.
They're
with,
not.
With their lineup.
Yeah. I watch them every day. Every day they're on. I'm watching this team. And the reason they're not what they should be this year is because they were all in on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes in the summer and lost. So they didn't go out and get anybody else. So they just kind of piecemealed the team back together with, the Ayton deal they didn't want. Chris Paul's 38. His money expires next year. I think it's something you do. I love that Matt Ishbia owns this team. I absolutely love it. The dude, 42 years old, will be the youngest owner in basketball. I absolutely love that this guy's here. I think he's just one of those people that finds ways to, whether it's crooked or otherwise, he finds ways to win.
You think he's like the Steve Cohen with the Mets? Like, let's just go all in and just.
I don't
do
know
what
if he's
going to
spend like. I think he's smarter than that. The dude with the Mets is like, I'm going to buy a title and I'm going to pay every penny I've got for this. I don't know because he's so loaded, it doesn't hurt him. Ishbia's got dough, but I think he's smarter than that. Booker comes back. I think one more game with, and Ayton had some weird tweet yesterday where he was walking away. And I'm like, what does this mean? Like, I think it happens. I think tonight's the night it happens. And I think you're gonna see some fan favorites.
I thought they'd roll about, yeah, maybe today.
Well, they're in Brooklyn. This is when trades happen on trade deadlines, when the teams are together and, you know, the Suns players can just stay right there. And Durant and whatever, you know, throw-in that they got for money balance will come with. But the Suns will give up 4 or 5 draft picks because they own they control 5 first-round picks, which is huge, and you can't do that. And they'll give up Ayton. I'd hate to see Bridges go, but I think Bridges, Paul Crowder, probably Saric, or it'll be a 10-for-1, which is ridiculous. But then Kevin Durant comes here, and all of a sudden, there's a title contender who can keep up with Joker, which can bang around with the new Dallas Mavericks and Kyrie and Luka. And you got a Stone Cold Killer, and Booker's back, who is also kind of a low tier MVP candidate. He's not in the upper echelon of that, but he could be. This is a good move. But Matt Ishbia will be announced officially as the Suns owner later today, and I think that's awesome. I think that is awesome. But there's a lot of pressure on that new owner in your first day to look over and go, well, my first move is going to be to tear very beloved players from this team and move them. But I go back to what the great Cotton Fitzsimmons used to say, and he told Charles Barkley the day he signed Charles Barkley, walked him around the brand new America West Arena. And the first thing he said to Charles Barkley was, you had absolutely nothing to do with this arena being built. Nothing. And Charles laughed. And then he looked up at the rafters. He goes, I want to see your name on there someday. I also want to trade you someday. I want to trade every player on this roster at least once. And he's like, because that means we're moving. Things are still going. And then he laughed. And he did. Cotton ended up getting rid of almost all of them. When the Colangelo's moved people. Didn't work, but got him to a finals.
Moved a lot.
People forget. It's the same exact timeline when the Suns were in the finals in 93. Charles was gone in 95. That was it. 2 years. That's what you get. And then the window closed. Suns window closed. This is not a championship team at all. Kevin Durant on the floor with Devin Booker.
Got to do it in the next 2 years.
You got to do it now. Like, this is the year. And then next year, you free agent your way in. But yeah. I don't know if you're going to have anything left. I don't know who's going to be on the team.
Is that the rumor, though? I mean, is Durant a solid rumor, or is it just a pipe dream?
It's somewhat both.
Okay.
It's a very solid rumor and a pipe dream. The dangerous thing is that Matt Ishbia was talking to Steve Nash all last week. And the reason Steve Nash isn't the coach of the Nets anymore is because Kevin Durant didn't want him there. So if Steve Nash is something having to do with, like, here's the things you got to look out for, Ishbia might have just been testing the waters, like, what do I need to know about these guys? And it might have been about Kyrie tonight. It's a great move. The Suns could possibly be. They're the front runners along with Toronto. The Raptors also want Durant.
Especially with the Mavs picking up Kyrie. You've got to do something now or you're
immediately.
Straight.
So all the Super Bowl and golf talk all week, and then meanwhile you got the Cardinals imploding, quietly eroding from the center out. And the Suns over here with brand new ownership and that whole nightmare behind them. I'm very excited about it. Could be a great day. I, for one, but again, keep in mind that I was really wrong about that. But so were all of us when it was the Ayton-Luka draft. And I screamed out, please, 19-year-old white European kid, 7-foot black guy, you got to pick one? This is easy. All of us were wrong. And a few people emailed and said, oh, that Luka kid. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to hear it. If you're at school and everybody's lined up against the wall and you're like, Holmberg's a captain and Brett's a captain. Holmberg, you get first choice. And there's a 7-foot black guy standing against that wall. I choose DeAndre. I'd do it again today. It just seems like that would be the proper thing to do. I was really wrong. I chose Todd Merrill in a basketball game once. 6'4", 250-pound black guy. I took him with me to my weekly basketball.
College athlete.
Yeah, oh yeah. ASU college athlete. Told me all about. I was athletic. I did this. I was great. Like, that's incredible. You want to play basketball with us? We play every Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, I'll come with you. Todd came down and I watched him dribble with both hands. And I'm like, Todd, hilarious. So funny. And then he shot like this shot put shot practicing. And I'm like, Todd, you're taking it too far. Anyway, time to pick teams. I'll take Todd, please. Todd was like if a magic person brought a teddy bear to life and threw a ball at it. And his stupid hands didn't work and his legs didn't work. He's the least athletic black man on a basketball court I have ever seen. Ever. A guy could have gotten up out of a wheelchair for the first time after some sort of hallelujah miracle and beat Todd one-on-one that day. He was the worst basketball player I've ever seen. Occasionally, my bigotry is wrong. But I will judge that book by its cover every time. The tallest black guy available to you is the guy you pick in basketball. Sorry. Do it. Sometimes you'll miss. But now I'm looking at the Kevin Durant thing. You got to get rid of Ayton. You got to get rid of all these guys just to kind of counter the Luka thing. Ayton's gone.
It's got to be.
Well, the Nets didn't want him back in the summer. That's what held up the trade. The Suns were like, Ayton was the crown jewel of the deal. Now, like, we want Booker. I'm like, oh, no. The only guy on that team you're not trading is Devin Booker. That's it. He's the only one who's off limits.
So Crowder at this point is just a throw-in.
Crowder didn't do himself any favors sitting out, and he hasn't played, so nobody knows what he's going to bring you. He's on the Nets. I don't know what to expect with that team. I have no idea. But he would definitely fit in. He's a good player. Just that whole thing with the Suns got weird.
How long is KD signed for?
He's got a couple years to go.
Oh, okay.
Expensive. Yeah. It's going to cost you 11 guys. So your whole roster goes for him. It's crazy, but I'm excited about it. We'll see. But will he do it? Will that be his first move? Because if it backfires, his first move is legendary. It's a huge boner for his entire, brand new ownership. If Kevin Durant comes here. And the worst thing that could happen is you give all this up and Kevin Durant tweaks his ankle. And the next thing you know, you're down to Bismack Biyombo and Dario Saric down there and you're done. Tank.
But again, you make that deal and if it doesn't work.
Oh, you're toast.
Well.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah, but he's not going anywhere.
Either, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you create a toxic work environment, that's the only way you're done.
I don't think Ishby is going to pants anybody like Sarver used to. We'll see.
But you got to start somewhere, right?
It's
shake things up.
You got to show up and say this is all different. And the new, the president, Jason Riley, who everybody liked, he's gone. This guy says, with every candidate that passes this Cardinals job, I believe that theory you have more and more. Bidwell has given the impression over the years he's willing to do anything to help his buddies. Wouldn't surprise me that this is a big cover-up with the Kyme Coogler situation, and he is scrambling. What an S show. 2 weeks to go, I bet you we hear about it. I think that's exactly right. And then we're helping lives. Watching those Grammys the other night, Lizzo is all about, everybody's saying it. So, John, I used your logic. My wife and daughter kept saying the phrase, Lizzo is so fire. She's so beautiful while watching the Grammys. I listened to it until I couldn't listen anymore. So I used your logic. Waited for my daughter to get up, and I'm like, you know what? She is beautiful. And when she got back down to the couch, I said, you look a little bit like her. You remind me of Lizzo. And I looked at my wife, and I said, you're as gorgeous as Lizzo also. They both freaked out. I walked out on the mic drop. I have spoken, James. That's right. Every time your wife tries that nonsense, it's a test for you. Caitlyn Jenner's gorgeous. Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I've always wanted to tell you how much I think you look like her. And then watch how gorgeous she actually thinks Caitlyn Jenner is. Lizzo is beautiful. You know, I'm so happy you said that because you look just like her. I hate you. What are you saying? They'd get furious. It's a test for you. No woman wants to look like Lizzo, except for the ones who already do.
Yeah.
They're happy because they're like, oh, good, I don't have to try. Somebody famous is fat and everybody likes it. And then Harry Styles is in trouble. And I didn't even catch this. When he gave a speech at his acceptance for the Grammy for Album of the Year, he said, this doesn't happen to people like me. This is great. Which I took as a moment of humility. Twitter took it as a white guy not recognizing his privilege. And he said, oh, that's all that happens to guys like you're a white pop star. It's a show built for you. And meanwhile, Beyonce is the most awarded woman in all of the Grammy history. Awarded performer. But somehow or another, Harry Styles can have a humble moment of saying, I come from nothing.
From England.
I can't believe this is happening to me. It doesn't happen to guys like me. And that's because he thinks of himself as just a Joe Schmo. I thought it was a nice moment. Nope, you can't have those anymore. You can't have a humble moment because people will just take it as you rubbing in the face. Well, it's just I'm white and everything good happens to me because of it. Terrible. They were just horrible to him on Twitter. Can't somebody have a moment like that? I feel that way about this job. Like, yeah, this is great. I can't believe this happened, you know. 22 years on the radio, it's like, it's not because I'm white. I mean, that's why I got hired, but it's not because I'm white. I had to do it for 22 years. I mean, Harry might have gotten a foot in the door because he's a handsome white guy. I'll never know what that's like, and I'm not blaming Harry for being too good-looking for people not to go, give this kid a job.
And he spun off of one D, right?
Yeah, that's right. He spun off of several Ds, probably, but yeah. The band you're talking about is One Dimension. But then he popped in, and he actually made an album that people love. He had to do the work. So maybe he did get his foot in the door because he's great looking. That seems to be a catalyst for a lot of job getting.
On his way to an EGOT.
And, yeah, he's got
a good potential.
Yeah. Look, I've always known the entertainment field to be something that they look for pleasantly aesthetic human beings. Like people who look good are the first ones who go, we can make something out of this one.
And then Lizzo shows up.
And then Lizzo shows up and smashes up the party like a Chinese balloon.
Thanks for not laughing.
That's basically what she says in every acceptance. Which, thanks for not laughing.
Keep it positive.
Yeah, she's just gigantic. And when they start saying that kind of stuff, just like this guy did, look at your wife and go, I'm so happy you said that. Because I didn't want to say it to you. I didn't know how you'd take it, but... Every time you get up, I see you walk away, I think of Lizzo. You look just like her. You're built like her. You're beautiful like Lizzo. She will be furious, and suddenly her woke world will end.
Okay.
Her woke world will end. You remind me so much of Lizzo. Valentine's Day coming up. Try that. Raise a glass of wine and just go, so glad that you are clearly emulating Lizzo's lifestyle tonight. With this body and these outfits. You look beautiful. You're so brave. I can't wait to peel off all of this. What is it? You look like a big Jiffy Pop just finished. Your giant tinfoil. What are you, the space station? This beautiful dress. Yeah, try it tonight and it'll work. Then your wife will shut up about giant people and ugly people being attractive. Poor guy. Brady, you said you nearly killed your family last night. Coming, you had to drive to Globe for another girl's basketball game.
Not nearly kill. I put them in danger.
That's nearly killing. Danger
their
lives.
It was a near miss.
That was just a hit. You said initially, I believe, Brett, you can back me up on this, almost took out the whole family last night and ended the entire family on the way home.
Yeah, kind
of. All right. All the way to Globe. Watch some girls' basketball.
Hour and 10 minutes to Globe.
Boiling internally and not admitting it. The most dangerous thing a man in your position can do. High blood pressure, rose-colored glasses.
All those things, those things are working a little bit.
Eventually, this girls' basketball thing is going to kill Pop-Pop.
Because
you're pushing down all of this rage and anger. I'm telling you, you're about to tell a story that proves my point. Everything's fine. I watched you on the golf course last week lose your mind, and I blame girls' basketball for that. I've never seen this you before, and it's all this driving around to watch girls beat up Indians. It's terrible. You need to take a day off. Tell us your story. Prove my point.
Sorry. Added to the lovely Globe. What, you know, that high school was built in 1933.
Lovely.
Amazing. History,
yeah.
John.
Yeah. You read the plaque outside.
And right,
keep it going.
Nothing else to do.
So
the Gilbert Christian Knights won the game.
Hey, good for them. 14-9.
52-38.
Hey, they're putting up some points. I watched some boys' high school basketball on ESPN because they tell it. What a show that was. Dunks everywhere. I'm like, WNBA is awful. Times 10 now. Go ahead, Brady.
Well, this was an impressive start because the Globe,
Trotters.
Tigers.
No.
I think they're the Tigers.
They blew it by not being the Globe Trotters.
Anyway, right off the bat, they're just... The natives were making it rain. Threes.
Yeah. Doing the dance.
Great shots. I mean, right up 12-2 right off the bat.
Oh, they jumped them early.
Yeah. And that was a nice little comeback, good battle. So on the way home, we do stop. I'm like, do you want the full Globe experience, Kirby? Let's we'll get a little dinner at Globe.
Man,
it was actually Miami.
If you love food.
So it's good little Mexican.
In the taint of those two,
it was because you're
where the Walmart
is. Go through
them
pretty quick.
The Walmart and the Subway.
Yeah, I went past the Walmart.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get done, so we're on the way home, and it's just before we pass the Renaissance.
Okay, you're in Gold Canyon.
Gold Canyon, and you're still in that two-lane. Well, I'm trying to get over.
Right.
Got to get home. Yep. And it's a classic example. The one guy will not let you in. Once you get to that spot, he guns it so you can't get over.
Right.
So we stop at one of the lights at and go for it again. I get a shot there. Now he slows up even more because I get
so you're going to slow
him.
Down, too.
I slow down. Right. I get behind him because he's in the lane. That's
right. Maybe,
and he slows down even more and then the car before. So I go around, and then there's enough gap over there. So, boom.
You gas it.
Gas it.
Get in front of
him. Hit it. He gasses it.
Oh, now you're racing.
Oh, yeah. And I'm trying to
what kind of car
go over
going?
There, trying to inch over there. I shoot the gap. He basically has to swerve over it and let
nice.
Me over.
Nice.
Gone.
Rubbing and racing. Gone.
Now here he goes. He's,
oh, he's
on
after
me.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
95.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you got intimidated into speeding?
Danny, slow the car down a little bit.
No way, Kirby Derbs. This mother is going to learn how to drive
I'm
today.
Like, man, this guy's, you know, maybe he got fired.
Sure.
Terrible juggler at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I hope he's listening. I hope you guys get into another.
I didn't think the car could go, but so then.
Oh, it's a cruddy car.
Yeah.
You thought it was
I pushed it. I thought I'd push it a little bit. See if,
see if you can overheat his.
Maybe he wouldn't kind of hoop do this.
Overheat his Yaris.
But he was, he was pushing it. So then I get off the exit, and he cuts over all the way to the
to get off with
get
you.
Off with me.
Oh, you're going to get shot.
Right. I get the green light at Signal Butte, and that's where Dukes of Hazzard got air over the. I just went back onto the freeway.
Oh, no kidding! You jumped back on,
but it was just the road mounds. It's straight. You can go straight on.
Sure,
that, but you
you're
don't
not
really
supposed
see
to.
That's no,
why there's
can.
A curb in the middle.
There wasn't a curb.
Well, what did you jump then?
The road was mounded. It wasn't curved.
He hit it so fast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't put those mounds in there for people going
that's
straight.
That's for drainage on the water.
Isn't that because they assume this? Everybody knows not to gun it over the top of this. That's why there's a big bump in the middle
so,
of the street.
Bo and Luke and Kirby caught a little air.
Wow. And you evaded the
yeah,
Yaris.
Then he turned off. But he was
he's
a little
gonna
time.
Kill you.
Yeah. And now... You know, you're thinking that, oh, geez.
You could have gotten everybody killed.
Your remorse kicked in.
I'm awesome. Sorry, family.
Oh, I don't know what I was doing.
What could you have done differently?
Could have been maybe a little more patient, but I don't think.
Could have just slowed down, let that guy go.
Because or either way. Well, no, it wouldn't have gone anywhere. He
when you slowed down, he like he had it out for you from jump.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're talking Gold Canyon to Signal Butte. That's like. 10 miles.
You guys were floating a fight for quite a while.
It was a good clip. It was a good clip.
And keep in mind, Brady's got a gut full of Globe Mexican food. So this is not. He's about to shark out.
He's
in the
pinching
middle of that
one too. Oh, yep.
And it's pinching back.
Nature's calling. Yeah. I want to get home. Yeah.
Have you ever tried? Have you ever tried to hold Yoo-hoo in your nostrils? Because that's basically what Brady was doing. So you got out of it. No gunplay. No waving.
No,
words. Was
going through my mind.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like, you never know. I mean, this guy,
sure.
once he started going, I mean, I'm like, Kirby, this is, you know, if it wasn't for your mother, I wouldn't be driving like this. You know, I was trying to blame it all on
right.
her. On
yeah. I'm trying to get her shot.
Yeah, yeah. You now you're saying
Mommy's
your
got a healthy insurance
how...
policy, and I'm trying to egg somebody on to, then I get a bunch of sympathy poon. If Well, anyway, it's a long story, but just strap them up.
And got home, I'm like, that's how you get back from Globe, isn't it? You guys have a fun ride.
Did the were you getting ear beaten the entire time in the car too? Was
a little
Ronnie
bit.
In on this?
Well, she knew.
Was she doing a lot of hillbilly? Get him, or was
well,
there?
Well, she's like, you know, she mentioned she goes, you weren't tailgating on the
right.
Well, I'm just encouraging him to if you're in this lane,
you were riding
past
his ass.
Yeah,
you were riding his ass pretty good to let him. Know.
Not the first time. Second
you hit those
too.
Brights.
No, I never
you didn't
did
click
that.
Them. All right.
No. Right, and maybe that's probably the etiquette to flash some brights. No, I didn't do that. No. I wasn't.
Just if you're up a guy's ass and you're flashing brights, it's going to cause trouble.
But the other people, you know, in the past, usually when you get up on someone, like if someone comes up on me and I'm feel like I'm doing a good clip, I get over and let them get by.
Past you. Right. If you're in that, if you're in the driving lane, you don't get, you let people go by.
Plenty of people don't do that.
Let it be a lesson to all of you. Even Brady can be in a Donnybrook on the streets.
I would have loved to have had a Walmart moment like John did.
Oh, just bounce him off the front of the car.
Just bounce him off the front of his car.
That wasn't even the guy I was mad at.
Hurry the F up!
It was his wife that was yelling at me.
Oh, that's right.
And the guy got out and he grabbed my shoulders and I bounced him off the front of his car. It was great. Don't touch me. But, yeah, it's very nice of you, Brady. Very well done. And you make it seem like the family sat quietly, but I have a feeling Ronnie was either yelling for
Kirby
this
was
to
quietly.
Continue.
It was, what are you doing? You know?
Slowdown.
This guy's mad now.
We're in the car. Will you stop, please? A lot of that going on. You care about us at all? Or you didn't hear any of it?
No, she wasn't saying that.
What was she saying?
She was saying,
no,
well,
wife is going to sit there quiet. No, I'm not saying after. During the car chase.
Slow the F down!
I guarantee you she was beating you up.
No, I just said put your helmets on.
You got bruises
on. We're riding through the gates of hell.
She didn't want that one time go, you're acting like an asshole. Slow down.
I didn't hear that. If she did say that.
And you didn't hear her saying, you're doing great, honey. So she didn't exist for
No, she wasn't encouraging.
No. Well, what was she saying?
I don't recall anything.
You went Reagan on her.
No, she's just worried.
I don't remember.
You're going a little fast.
I don't.
Boy, this guy's still on you. And Kirby did describe, he's got some ballistic vest on. Or
yeah, that's funny.
She was something like, what?
Your memories are poorly written. Because there's no way Ronnie was saying like video game things. This guy sure is coming up fast. She was there. I want to know from Ronnie.
Let's
what
just,
was
well, she was, I'm focusing on the road and how to handle this rather than concerning myself and what they're saying.
That's right. Never concern yourself with what a wife has to say. And
I got to keep them safe.
And that's great advice to everybody.
Right. Unless it's something they can throw
safe.
In.
You were going 100 miles an hour in a chase.
Fire. Now, that I respect, because Lisa does that too. And I'm like, listen, you're not helping the situation right now.
Unless you're helping the situation.
I'm not going to disagree that it's fun to road rage. But let's not say you were trying to keep them safe in your 100-mile-an-hour, 10-mile romp.
I wasn't raging.
Really?
You're doing
100.
I was
you're going 100 miles an hour.
I'm like, wow, this guy's really worked up.
Right.
And I'm
but
being,
Brady, you have to admit, you were also worked up, or you wouldn't have just gone, well, let him go, because I'll go 55 and
he
slows
down
again.
I got around him. I thought he'd be gone.
Right, because you were going 100, and you were in the battle with him. He's probably thinking, this guy's an asshole. He's losing his mind trying to get around me. And then the two of you were doing it. You weren't some innocent bystander. And
I wasn't innocent bystander.
It is great advice to say when you put your family in peril, not to listen to them at all. It's time for you to focus and then try to convince yourself you're keeping them safe. I do it all the time. I rage constantly.
There was a moment where all of a sudden I see lights. There's a cop car off in the distance about two miles out. Like maybe someone, I thought, maybe someone called. Erratic driving.
Because other people noticed that.
That's why I got off the road.
Idiots.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing
you
there?
Raging.
So she said, what are you doing? I'm getting off.
You were raging.
I'm going to calm down.
Yeah. You were raging.
Instead,
so much
he jumped three school buses.
You went deaf to, I guarantee you, a chorus of complaints coming out of that passenger seat.
No, because I would open the door.
I guarantee you.
If there's a chorus of complaints.
Completely deaf to all the rage that lives inside you from all these drives to reservations to watch girls basketball. And I don't blame you.
John Brady doesn't carry a gun or no tactical black. Please give him a smack for the rest
right.
of us.
It's a dumb move. You were dumb. But I understand it. I do it a lot. I rage constantly on the road. I can't help myself. I'm a road rager. But the first key to knowing that, Brady, is the second you're over 90 with another guy, it's not his fault.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's your fault. It's not embarrassing. It's human nature to be fired up. You've got 2 tons of moving metal you feel a little empowered by. You shouldn't, but you do. And then some guy's out there toying with you.
And I got by him, and I thought, good day, sir.
That's
I'm going to roll.
But bottom line is, you were raging. The second you go 90, it's no longer that guy's fault. At all. Hilarious, but your fault 100%. And no longer are you keeping your family safe. You put them in peril. Hilarious.
That's
yeah.
Embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it? We've all done. Why are you embarrassed? Yeah. Don't be embarrassed. You enjoyed it. You're telling the story with pure joy.
Because I feel I'm above that.
You're not.
But I'm not.
You're not. You're clearly not. I watched it on the golf course last Thursday when you lost your mind like a child. And then evidently it carried over to your driving. It's a fact.
Man, who is this guy?
I don't know. It's an anger problem.
It's Brett, man. He's rubbing off on
me. No, it's, I know what it is. Brought. I know exactly what it is. You drive me to four girls' basketball games within a five-mile radius, and I'm going to start losing my cool every once in a while. If my free time's being absorbed by girls' basketball, I don't love anything that much.
Last game Thursday.
You drive. I know.
And home game.
Last four games, you've put in enough miles to do my road trip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're Toledo now.
Oh.
And we've all been waiting for him to lose it.
And maybe that's where I'm saying, oh, my God, I'm Toledo
yeah,
now.
And that's enough to make a man drive off a cliff. Maybe that was Toledo's dad, and you were running from your own thoughts, the two of you going 100. But, yeah, once you get over 90 on a two-lane road trying to pass another guy who's also going 90, he is no longer the problem, you are.
Yeah, that wasn't the two-laner. When it opened up.
It doesn't matter. You can make excuses all you want. The second you hit 90 with a guy going 90 next to you, it's your fault.
Yeah, because you hit the 60 like three or four miles before Signal Butte.
Yeah.
So you had plenty of time with the two lanes there, right?
No, it was right when it was separating, probably about a mile before it then opened up.
It just doesn't feel like that long because you were going so fast.
Right, it's
but
over
you were,
blink.
You were going, you probably did 4 miles of dickhead driving before you got to wide open freeway.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Good for you, brother. And you know what? Shut up, Ronnie. You guys are safe. Everything's fine. The kid knew what he was doing. And if it becomes a problem, they might want to start barking at him. But I guarantee you, Ronnie had no woman's going to sit in the passenger seat. I wouldn't have sat in the passenger seat and allowed that. You to start driving around like an asshole like that.
I guarantee there's bruises on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
She was knocking the hell out of him.
Yep. Oh, there was no, like, my hero moment at the end of that. You were.
She was proud of me.
No, you were the family dickhead. You don't even know the conversation that went on, because when you got home, you ran right to the bathroom to get rid of that Globe Mexican. That had to be an awful, awful night.
It's pretty good.
Girls basketball, Globe Mexican, 100-mile-an-hour race with a hillbilly, and then just a turd festival for about 35 minutes on the can. Well, be careful. And let it be a lesson, everybody. Not everybody. Brady may think he's better than you, but he's not. We're all the same when it comes to that. Road rage is very real and can't be explained. Endorphins and adrenaline and God knows what climbs into the most normal human being in the world and makes you do things that are Mad Max-like. It's crazy. I tried to run over a guy in a moped once. I put a Nissan Armada within inches of a moped. Why? Because he rode by me as I was trying to turn. I was going into my neighborhood, and I was slowing down to make the turn, and my windows were down. You rode by and said something about the environment and being a gas guzzler. As he rode along with his milk crate of stuff strapped to the back of a moped that went 30 miles an hour. And I turned the signal off, and I gunned it because I didn't like his tone. And I chased this guy all the way up 44th Street. Just about, I don't know, we got pretty close to PV Mall. Before I said, I'm going to kill him. And that Armada, because that moped only went like 38, shouldn't have been on the road. And there was some dragon fire coming off that Nissan on that dude. That radiator heat he could feel, because it was on his ass. And I don't know what I was doing. All he had to do was hit a rock, and I would have run over a guy.
Like our videos that we see.
Yeah.
Boom.
But I snapped back. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're trying to kill a guy in a moped because he's a lefty cuck nut job. And my mind went crazy for a second. We're all capable of it.
Brady, I drive that stretch every day. You did see the signs of 50 miles an hour speed limit, right?
You doubled that. Nice job, killer. Family be damned. We're hitting it. Nice work. And it doesn't mean, ladies, that
we don't love you or take your safety seriously. We're just as in danger as you are. We're in the car about to die just like you. So, you know, unite. Help us out.
Death wish Brady for the squares.
Yeah.
Was Brady on flight 93? Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Did you yell anything?
No.
Not at all? Not even in the car?
No, I was very... I mean, I'm like, geez, okay. Look at this sucker. He's not going to let me over.
I learned it from my dad, Dan, who never really had a lot of road rage, but he didn't like when people passed him. And I love the phrase, and I still say it every once in a while when a guy blazes up your, like, right up behind you, and you get out of his way, and he goes, I say the old Dan Holmberg, go get him, buddy! And that's the one thing that keeps me grounded on that, because my dad let everyone pass him, and he would always say that. Look at this asshole. Go get him, buddy! He's driving like an asshole. He'd scoot over. My dad didn't drive slow, but he never got into that stuff. He's not above it, though, I think. Well, he did try. He did pull a gun on a guy once. I forgot about that. We were driving to Jerome, and we were up on that curvy, crazy road to Jerome, and some dude came blazing around one of the curves in the wrong lane. There's no jump-off. You're either getting hit, or he's making the adjustment and missing you. We turn right, we're going to Sedona real fast. And my dad just hits the brakes. Starts to turn the wheel, and my mom's like, no, no, no. I'm going to kill that mother. I'm killing him. And he pulled over on the side of the road with his handgun in the air. And I'm like, oh, Dad's serious. He's going to shoot a man today. We never caught him, thank God. I think my dad would have shot him. But he almost killed us. So, I mean, I can understand that adrenaline pump. But what are you going to do? Everybody keep it cool. And with all these out-of-town visitors rolling around doing four lane changes because they realize, oh, that's our exit. I watched it twice yesterday on the 51. Somebody went all the way from the HOV lane onto the Greenway exit. Tennessee plates. All the way across.
Just stay home this next week. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, to pretty much kind of keep her calm. Unless you have to leave. Kind of like COVID. Unless you have to leave the house, I highly recommend during the week staying home. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
As a matter of fact, stay off the streets and, you know, stay out of downtown. Hit the trails this weekend.
There you go.
Because the boys over at Action Ride Shop bringing you guys the wake-up song. They got all the bikes you need. If you, you know, if you're just in town, you want to rent a bike, they're going to take care of you. You need to purchase a bike. You need all the accessories. You need the advice. You need your bike worked on. They're the place to go. ActionRideShop.com is where you're going to go. On the list, Hank 3, My Darkest Days, Corn, Clutch, Parkway Drive, Shinedown, Slipknot, The Cult. In This Moment, Horror for our conversation that we were talking about earlier this morning.
Porn Star Dancing kind of counts. As whores.
Yeah.
You know, getting their way. But you can always be a porn star. Well, there's a lot of them. I don't have any hooker songs.
Well, In This Moment, Whore.
No, oh, other than that. All right, we'll go with that. In This Moment, Whore. That's
all
a
right.
good one. I like that. So someone in the medical profession, I can tell you this. Road rage is adrenaline-based. The reason we do it is because it actually feels good. Problem with Brady is he's going to want to chase that. That
he's
adrenaline.
The next fix.
Gotta get that next junkie. Fix. He's gonna go out and take fights on the road. He's gonna throw some leather driving gloves on. If you see it, look out. That's probably true.
I did have my light gloves on that I got for my birthday.
Did you wear those?
Great driving gloves
for driving. Yeah, because it'll bounce right off the windshield and blind you. That's smart. Always have good to have internal light in the vehicle at night. That's good. Anyway, watch out for Brady. We'll give his license plate number out once he goes to the bathroom to keep it going. So try to antagonize that nightmare. Yeah, it's no fun. It's not a good thing, but we've all done it. So don't feel bad about it, Brady, that you almost killed your family and some strange hillbilly who probably just had a bad day. And if the strange hillbillies out there listening, knock it off. You knock it off, too. The second you hit 90, remember our old sales guy, HUD?
Yep.
That one guy cut him off, and he's like, oh, no, you don't. And then he cut that guy off and got off the exit on the 101, and the guy's next to him when they got to the 101, and he's waving a gun. And so HUD reaches into his glove, grabs his gun, waves it back, and now the two of them are waving guns, going 85, 90 miles an hour on the 101, and then Hudson said, I got to get off this road, and the dude right behind him said, now we're in neighborhoods.
Now it's all
60 miles an hour, trying to dodge, trying to get away from him, thinking this guy is going to kill me. Waving guns at each other. Yeesh. I watched a guy adjust a gun on his dashboard of a streetlight once. He had it up on the dash, and
pulled up at the light after he and some other dude were going back and forth, and then I watched him reach up and move his gun to the center of the dashboard, and I'm like, oh my God. I just made a laugh. Got out of it. Road rage. Rage against prostitution, but he's all for cutting hillbillies off and running away from them. I think that's great. Making jumps and everything. That's a good story. You taught Kirby an important lesson. Never let any motherfucker question your manhood on the road.
She learned. Right.
I learned. Anybody tried to pass you, you speed up. And then I learned from my daddy to say, fudge that guy. Eat my rubber.
God dang.
Golly day. Anyway, you got it ready, whore?
All right.
I don't think I know this one.
I think we played it for a minute.
Have we?
Back in the day, yeah.
Maybe I do remember. In this moment, whore. I am falling in a big way for falling in reverse.
Yeah.
Listened to it yesterday, the new songs, and we had it on at the Tactical Black, and Josh was listening, like, man, is that a cool song. It's very rappy. I don't know if it fits on the station. It's loaded.
It reminds me of Hollywood Undead.
It's very Hollywood Undead, but it's like, it's there's some energy to that song that's really cool. And Larry's kind of debating, can we throw it on there, or will everybody get mad that it's got such a heavy rap presence? But the rock part of it is so good. But it's a lot of rap. But I, if you're curious about something new that'll get you driving like Brady, Falling in Reverse is the song I would use. That's a great one. Road rage. Craig Gass is going to probably be here.
He's here.
Oh, is he here already?
Oh,
right,
yeah.
We'll go grab him and see how he had any fun and any sound last night from the glorious media day. We'll see if he's got anything going. The Brady Report coming up also. Here's your wake-up song. It's Whore.
It's out of control now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look who's back. Craig Gass is here, our guest this week. Most of this week. A lot of this week. You're going to be popping in here. Craig's here.
Super Bowl correspondent.
That's right. Super Bowl correspondent. And he's here at the Comedy Club in Gilbert tonight.
Tomorrow night, JP's. Thursday night.
That's right.
Thursday night, I'm at Stir Crazy.
Okay.
Just a couple of places. And all the info's at getgas.com. Getgas with two S's.com.
Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. And Craig won't be here for the Super Bowl, or we'd have you out there with us. Oops, sorry, excuse me.
I only go to the games when the Seahawks are here.
I know. But not going to the game. We're hosting a party up there at CB Live on Sunday, and that should be fun, too, because we got Adam Ray. Maybe someone with the initials FC. Gary Cannon's going to be out there. I'm hearing rumors of other people stopping by, but I can't say because that's false promises. But I'm going to host it. Adam Ray's going to do. We're going to do like an hour just goofing around comedy stuff before the game. And then, boom, the game happens. We'll have a viewing party. Got Metallica tickets. We're giving away the big Metallica weekend tickets for this thing. Helping out the Humane Society. We've got U-Fest tickets. Got Chili Peppers tickets. Cash prizes. Fun, frivolity, laughs, and humor, and Super Bowl.
I'll be giving away Super Bowl tickets at my...
I also will be giving away Super Bowl tickets for the next 10 years.
I'll be giving out handies at my shows.
And Brady will fight a man for $1 million.
And poop.
Rage in the cage.
Yeah.
Got a Sauce Moto challenge. Anybody knocks the sauce out of my Sauce Moto, I'll give you $1 million. Because I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, try it, bitch.
Try it, bitch. Nobody moves my Mexican salsa out of my Sauce Moto.
Anyway, very good.
That would have calmed me down a little bit.
We'll get to Craig's takes on last night's Super Bowl opening night because he was down there on the floor with all the peeps. But first, we must get Brady to tell us all the things that happened outside of Super Bowl. And Craig, you feel free to comment as well. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. This Saturday at Hooters of Mesa, it's the Crisis 22 Car and Bike Show. I know what they're doing, but that's just, you know, anyway. It's 10
what
to 3.
Doing?
Well, Crisis 22 is the thing where, was it every 22 hours a veteran takes their own life?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a good cause, but that name is, it's the Crisis 22 Car and Bike Show. It's, you know, Car and Bike Show benefiting Crisis 22 is what I'd have called it, but that's different. Check out the Bikini Bike Wash, food and drink specials, and live music. Proceeds benefit the Crisis 22 Project, which is a look into that thing and your heart will fall out of your chest. And Hooters doing a nice thing there. So go out there Saturday. With all that's going on, you can be a philanthropist and enjoy your day at Hooters and then say, hey, Hooters, thanks for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning, Chief Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Send a Card to a Friend Day.
Send a Card to a Friend Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Couple of baseless fun facts.
Dear guy on the road.
Dear friend.
Yep, that's where the first card's going.
Sorry. I got, after a conversation with John, I guess I overreacted. I could have pushed it to 120, but I know your bucket wouldn't have done that. Turns out, when I look back, my wife was calling me a dickhead.
You know it. You know Ronnie was all over it.
I don't remember it at the time, but...
Turns out I was wrong, and then I saw your car, and I realized I was pushing it to its limits. It must be hard to be poor. I am your friend now. Signed, BB.
I hear it differently when she yells at me. You big, brave, bold NASCAR driver.
I've never been so wet in my life. I realized when I saw your face and rolled my window down and yelled out, yeah, that's what I thought. It was probably the bad first reaction.
Yeah, all Brady hears is like Ronnie telling him,
I've never been wetter in my life. Can I give you a hand job while you
go
90?
Must go faster.
Yeah, I'm pretty much turning all the bitches on right now is what's happening. No, you can't touch me. I'm going to the bathroom. I got a turd on deck that I would drown a mule. I'm crowning. Leave me alone.
It's touching canvas.
I got a swimming pool in my bowels. This is bad news. Globe Mexican. Whose idea was that? Oh, wait, mine.
Only 8 countries have won the World Cup. There's been 21 World Cups since 1930.
That makes sense.
Brazil.
That's one. We're not going to name them. And a lot of European countries.
New York taxis were originally red and green when they hit the streets in 1907.
Whoa.
Bunch of Italians going on the streets picking up people.
Whoa, man. Take a shot at your people
doing over here.
They ran the biz.
Well, Brady's trying to piss off everybody with a car.
No kidding. I'm going to wait for him to walk out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Driving like a bunch of wops out there.
Come on,
Chief. Around, they're red and
too
green.
Many flats, that's flats, why.
Yeah, because the cars got flats, and they drive on a wop, 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 wop.
There we go.
Someone's got flats.
What are you going to do about it? I'll drop you like a 2-foot putt, bitch.
To the road.
Back then, I'll bet they were sliding around a lot with all the oil on the ground. That's good news is the car got loose.
Leaking.
On some, you could just rub up against it, and it would be lubed up.
Yeah. But then they painted them all yellow.
Yeah. Because the Asians took over.
Started having problems with the chains.
Yeah. Yep. The axis of evil.
The word bikini comes from a language spoken on the Marshall Islands. It literally translates to surface of coconuts.
Sweet.
There's a difference between a labyrinth and a maze.
Well, one is David Bowie.
A labyrinth is just one long winding path.
Oh.
Maze has paths that branch off into dead ends.
Yep.
There's a guy in New York. He booked his dream vacation in Sydney, Australia, but accidentally bought a ticket to a small town in Sydney, Montana. Realized it until the plane landed in Billings.
What an
not
asshole.
The same.
You're the dumbest person alive.
Yeah, you are.
62-year-old Kingsley Burnett. Lives in New York.
I got a great deal, $300
well,
on Frontier.
Well, beyond that, you didn't look into one excursion once you got to Sydney and realized that horseback riding in the, you know, near Billings was, you're an idiot.
Dum Dum booked the dream vacation to Sydney, Australia to hop on a cruise ship.
That's not an anomaly. That people do stupid stuff traveling.
That's pretty stupid. That's like top of the line dumb.
When your flight's not $3,000, it's $300.
Right, it's and like, it's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's saying, you know, good. Even though the, you know, Sydney, Australia, the airport code is SYD, Sydney, Montana is SDY.
But he landed in Billings.
Yeah, and again, like Brett's saying, the price of the ticket.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. For all international overseas travel, you do not have a layover in Billings. I guarantee it.
I know a flight attendant who said that somebody rang their call button and said they were flying to Honolulu,
mm-hmm.
and the passenger said, just a question, how far is Maui from Honolulu? And the flight attendant goes, what is that, like a 20-minute flight? That's probably, I don't know, 100 miles? And she goes, oh, gosh, okay. Just wondering, because I know we're landing in Honolulu, but my hotel's in Maui.
Oh, she got to bounce another one out. She didn't. That was a bad plan.
She had no idea.
And I can forgive that. You don't know what island you're going to and whatever. Billings, Montana.
Sydney,
Australia. He's getting on there with his hat with shark teeth on it. G'day, mates. How you doing? Heading off to, oh, great, Sydney. And everybody else looking at him like, you're a moron.
Had a Foster's at the bar before he got on the plane.
G'day, mate. He's going to drink with me left hand because I'm a Molly Duker.
Looks like we got another waterhead here in town.
Another window licker's going to be visiting our motel.
They do have a wind gate by Wyndham in Sydney.
That's it.
But this is eastern Montana on the border almost with South Dakota.
And it's far from North Billings. Dakota.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hell of a drive.
So he had to rent a car from Billings.
So look.
This is the dumbest thing.
Upper corner is jumper. Where Sydney is. Bottom corner is where Billings is. He's got a 3-hour drive to Sydney.
So he knew he was landing in Billings.
Had to have
and
been.
And when he landed there, in Billings, he's like, this isn't going to Australia anymore. Because he's got to get on a puddle jumper to Sydney, Montana.
Right. Oops. You're still.
You think always get on that flight in Billings? He's got his passport out.
Yeah,
you're cool.
You're good.
You don't want to see. You don't want to check this.
Pretty sure for international travel.
Where's customs? This is Sydney, Montana.
Yeah. Man, I just broke into Sydney. No one's stopping me.
Did he at least finish the trip to Sydney, Montana?
He went to Sydney, Montana, spent the night, and said it was had a great time.
Beautiful. The natives were wonderful.
And he's going to head to Australia now in June.
Yeah, he saw a black guy, called him an Aborigine, and his trip was complete. The funniest part of that is that there's a black guy in Sydney, Montana. We all know that's not true.
There's not.
Tried to hug a koala, Mary got mauled to death. It
turned out to be a grizzly.
Yeah. Hey, koala's a lot bigger than the ones you was expecting.
I thought I was flying off all over to Australia and stuff. What is this garbage? Where's the ocean?
I am not a koala, sir.
Stop hugging me. I'm sorry. All these people did to you over here. You guys have been through hell, you abos. Give me a hug. I'm a baggage attendant at the Sydney, Montana airport, sir. If you do not unhand me, I will kill you. Oh, whoa, these abos got an edge.
Is that a knife?
Knife is spoony. Want to play?
That's a huge turn.
Walking the streets
Sydney.
Of Sydney, Montana.
Oh, yeah. Idiot.
The man down under.
That might be the world's dumbest man. I want to meet him.
Hey, they got one jet on the tarmac.
That's the guy.
He's starting his own travel business.
I'm telling you, that happens more often than
It doesn't. He's the only person that's flown to Montana thinking he's going to Australia. It's
I'll second that.
I went up to the top of the Space Needle to do a thing for the Seahawks, raise a 12-man flag, and I ask one of the employees, I go, what's the dumbest question you've ever been asked here at the Space Needle? And one of the managers said, believe it or not, someone on the observation deck every day, at least once a day, comes up to my employees and says, hi, I'm out on the observation deck and I've been walking around. Where is the Space Needle at?
You're actually on it.
You're on it. And they go, I know, but I'm walking around. I don't see it.
They're heroin addicts.
Yeah.
They're just looking for a needle. Yeah,
there's a cushion over there. It's in that cushion.
There are stupid people out
there. Oh, there's stupid people everywhere. But that's the first time a guy from New York ever just said, and return, enter, bill is paid, and there is no reason to look into any more of my trip to Australia ever. I wonder if he had things planned in Australia.
And let's clarify that he's
on a cruise ship. Excursions?
Let's clarify that he's not from New York, New York.
He's from New York, New York.
Nyack.
Hey, no, he's from New York, New York. I don't know much from much.
Hey, 4 hours from now, we'll be in the land down under.
But I got a trip over to Australia because I'm frugal.
I
got a deal. $225, the whole shebang. I'm going to be getting on a boat. 3-hour flight, big deal. Everybody bitches and cries.
He gets to Sydney, Montana, throw him in a canoe, and he goes down a river. There's your $50 cruise.
The second I got on a plane to Billings, I'd realize this is not an international stop. Maybe Nyack, you might be right. Waterhead.
This guy, Sergi Masharet. He's 65 years old. He's a professor at Purdue University.
Or Sergey.
Mm-hmm. I go Sergi.
I know.
Sure. Because you're wrong.
He's in Indiana. Sergi.
No Sergeys.
He's been a professor in aeronautical engineering since 2014.
He's definitely Sergi.
Yeah.
Just got arrested for selling meth and
it's Indiana.
Trying to pick up a
You're not shocked.
Yeah, where's
not.
The news part of the story?
What part of a guy in Indiana selling meth is reasonable to report? Everyone there sells meth.
Not too often and with the professors over there at PU.
They all sell meth. It's a whole state of them. My cousin is a drug counselor. You know what he got in trouble for? Yep. Selling drugs. Meth. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. His wife, evidently also a drug counselor, and she too got in trouble for it. Wow. Everybody in Indiana sells meth.
And now it's time for some smuggler's news.
All right. Is it ready?
Oh, hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. These are stories about people getting busted with contraband. We call it the smuggler's news. This guy in Georgia, Michael Dixon, he's 45 years old.
Great.
The guards at the DeKalb County Jail in Atlanta saw him sneaking around outside the lobby last Friday. He had a box cutter with him. Not clear if he was trying to smuggle that in or not, but he did try to bring some other stuff in. They found a bag hidden in a bush outside with tons of stuff in it, including weed, cocaine, carton of Newports, cigars, loose tobacco, lighters, cell phones and chargers, set of AirPods, jewelry,
wow,
two sets of Allen wrenches, and four dozen hot wings, fully cooked.
What's his name again?
Yeah.
Michael Dixon.
Oh, Sergey. Get him in there for Sergey.
There's the
look at this bag. Oh, this guy was not going to get away with it.
He was sharing.
That is a full buffet table of stuff that he tried to hide in a bush.
That was going to be the bodega at that jail.
There's 40 packs of Newports. That dude inside needed his menthol like now. Wow.
That's
all right.
Amazing.
That's your smuggler's news.
Okay.
No picture of him?
No. No, no.
There is.
He's fine. The guys inside are who's getting all this gear. Or they're supposed to. Somebody inside that prison is about to go full Brady rage, too, because he did not get his case of Newports. And the chicken wings and Newports. Brett assuming that's to the same guy. That's not necessarily true.
I didn't say that. This Brazilian politician named Clayton Jose Zanata had surgery a week ago. He had a tumor on his intestines, and they went in there and removed it. What they forgot to remove were the surgical scissors.
Oops.
Oh, guy had them for 6 days in his gut.
Ooh. Oh, man.
There's the x-ray.
The pictures.
They went in there, pulled him out. He's okay. Stable condition. Didn't. They knew he wasn't going to pass those.
Right.
I've got some wild world.
Oh, all right. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World.
This guy seems to be packing some testicles, by the way, if you look at that x-ray.
You know what? When I had my hip surgeries and stuff, I used to fluff up before my...
Yeah.
Because you can see your dick in the x-ray. Yeah, you can make it out. And it's the worst, because it's freezing
cold. Mr. Holmberg, are you ready? Just a minute!
Hold on. I'm a little too ready. Hold on. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Quick, where's the x-ray?
Hurry up. This thing looks amazing.
It's cold. Hurry up.
At the when they used to do
in the x-ray, there's a map of Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, there's a spray. There's an x-ray. Well, something happened here on your leg. We're not worried about that. Well, no, when the old x-ray machines at the airport used to go, I used to like dry hump Megan a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't want the lady on the other end to see it. And
they don't even see them.
Like they do too. I've seen x-rays. I've seen it. You can see your piece. Your piece, your deal shows completely on the x-ray. So I fluff it. Because I think that what doctors are looking at is hips. Definitely need replacing, but that dick. Lucky. We got
to
get this
guy. Just want to see how often you can go through the x-ray and have him go, Serge, could you step aside? We got an irregularity
down
here.
Yeah, there's something really crazy going on there. I know. You want to look at it? Probably.
In Glen Ellen, California, this guy calls, he's got a problem with his house. Something in his walls. He's starting to fall apart a little bit, so he calls Nick's Extreme Pest Control. And the guy gets over the house and finds out it's a woodpecker. Starts peeling back the plaster on the wall.
In that,
says,
in the
"Here's
walls.
Your problem. There's 700 pounds of acorns in your walls."
Oh my God!
Things started storing them. I don't know how long it took.
But in the house,
in the walls.
That's kind of amazing.
I wonder if it's good insulation.
Well, clearly not. The wall's
caved. You're the only one that wonders.
I wonder if the woodpecker saved that guy some cash on his bills.
Brady is not only road race, but lately he's become just super Netanyahu. Like, everything. You can't get through Brady. Like, you'll talk about fantasies about the lottery, and he'll bring up taxes. It's weird. Like, what would you do?
Well, first off, man, gotta take that tax hit.
I'm like, well, this is not a fantasy anymore.
According to fiduciary.
Gotta go over and invest wisely. I don't want to take that tax hit. It ruins you.
Like, where's this in your fantasy? Brady has the worst fantasies in the world. That's about fantasies about his wife.
Being Jonathan Hart.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's the best.
We had a thing. Craig, of any TV character ever in the history of television, you could switch roles with in your life, who would it be?
That I could be that character?
You could
character?
Be that. Just be that character in real life.
In real life?
Yeah, like this character, you can become him. Who would you switch with?
The Fonz.
No kidding. You'd be poor. You'd fantasize about living above.
He was cool. Fonz was cool.
We talked about the Fonz a little bit.
So you'd be a mechanic who lived above the attic.
Yeah.
Above the garage.
Fonz was cool. Everybody loved Fonz.
All right. Still better than Brady's, which was Jonathan Hart.
Who's Jonathan Hart?
From Heart to Heart, Robert Wagner. He was married.
Did you see his wife? Gorgeous.
He was married to a woman.
That's a real kind lady. She's even good.
Now, you picked Fonzie because he got laid a lot.
Yeah. You know,
Jonathan Hart got laid a lot.
No, he didn't. He banged one lady the whole time. That's not a fantasy.
Or the star of Entourage. Look at the famous guy.
Yeah, didn't get to hang out with those guys.
That's his buddies. That's his crew. They grew up together.
Bro.
Like, they might be douchey to you, but that's his guys.
That's true. That's a good point. I chose Sam Malone.
I was thinking Sam Malone, too.
Sam Malone's a great one, but Brady chose Jonathan Hart.
Sam Malone isn't making great money, either.
I also chose Hawkeye.
And then, and then he chose Hawkeye Pierce. I'm like, he wanted to be at war, idiot.
Self-made millionaire.
Look at that guy, Craig.
That's who Brady wants to be. He's driving around in that Ferrari. Can outrun any hillbilly.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous.
That he wants to be married to Stephanie Powers.
Who's doing the voiceovers? That's
Lionel Sanders. By the way, my name is Max. That guy. I take care of them, which ain't easy, because their hobby is...
Oh, that's the... But Brady chose a married man and a dude who's peeling bullets out of Korean kids. Those were his two TV fantasy characters.
Occasionally seeing hot lips in the shower.
Worst fantasy ever.
I mean, yeah, I'd like to be a rock star, but my God, those buses.
Brady wants to be Alan Alda.
I don't want to ride a bus. Some of those drives are... I like stability in my fantasies. Yeah. I like to come home to a nice meal.
The tax breaks.
Oh, my God, the tax breaks. You know Jonathan Hart had a good accountant.
He was writing all of that off. There was a dog that was dumped in the desert in Nevada, and it was rescued after living more than 6 months with a pack of coyotes.
Yeah, I saw pictures of this.
I saw that.
He might even be the alpha of the crew.
Yeah, he kind of took over. He's a big dog, though. This was not like a joke. Like,
rescuers say he'll be okay, and he loves humans.
Yeah,
he's been adopted.
It's like a big pity or something.
He's the bridge between wild and man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
Kind of like me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of that guy. Kind of wild, you know? I'm married, but don't mess with me. Got a sauce moto and a nice vehicle, a family. My fantasies have all come true.
I gotta poop! Get out of my way!
If only I could be in Korea during wartime, my fantasies would be complete.
So beautiful.
You go out and watch Margaret in the shower and everything will be fine.
Can you imagine winning that lotto? Paying taxes. First thing they do is wreck your life with a tax bill.
Oh, it's the worst.
Then you get everybody barking at you for this isn't that.
That's like 40%, dude. You don't clear nearly as much as you think.
You think it's a lot, but you get $2 billion, you only get $1 billion of it.
He's one of those.
Zookeepers in Japan have been trying to figure out how a small 10-pound ape named Momo got pregnant in isolation a few years ago.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's crazy.
She's a gibbon monkey.
She put it up against the fence.
Better than that.
Uh-oh.
Recently, they DNA tested the baby, found that the father was a gibbon in a cage next door. There was a glory hole, a centimeter.
They built a little gibbon's glory hole.
Yep.
So she wasn't really in isolation, and they drilled that glory hole. They knew about
had
that.
To have.
What kind of zoo doesn't know about the glory hole between the two gibbons?
why couldn't they be together?
Just like they were, you know, could communicate through the little holes. You know, when you go see the cats, like at the, they got little glass of plexiglass. They put the little holes in there.
That's not for communication.
It is. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's
so you can go in there and.
It isn't for cat sex.
I roll up a little note and I put it through there and give it to the cat.
First off, it's not for you.
What are the odds that
I put a little Newport in there?
An employee had opened up the gate to feed and saw him at the glory hole and went, click.
I'll come back. Or that the girl gibbon wasn't ready and the boy gibbon wasn't. It was just a gibbon dick hanging out of that thing.
There she is with the baby.
Yeah. That's that zoo knew that. This is all. That's all put together fake.
That's your wild, wild world.
And if they would put the story out even worse, that there was a glory hole in the zoo, tells me that they're not taking that good of care of the animals.
This former banker, Tiamat Legion Medusa, is his new name. Richard Hernandez, but they've changed their name. It's now the world's first genderless dragon. Oh. And he doesn't understand why his adult son is not speaking with him anymore. Richard Hernandez.
It escapes him that when he transitions. Yeah. Oh, here is his
transitioning. The first move was, but before he was a dragon, he was into the BDSM world a little bit, and he went into the piercing side of it.
Sure. So he started.
There he is with 79 piercings.
Nothing wrong with that.
Starter kit, and then.
Still not a dragon, though. Still
decided
a human
man. To step it up a little bit and.
Looks like he was at the Blue Oyster.
Spent over $100,000 at least. Here he is as the genderless dragon.
All right, let's take a look.
Medusa.
Oh, he's not fooling around. This is all surgery?
Yeah, $80,000 is what he spent on the little nubs, the horns on the head.
This is the type of commitment I'm looking for my weirdos, though.
Here's the full get up. Looks like a little karaoke speaker back there jamming out.
Oh, sure. He's got to sing. He's got that split tongue. He's got to let people know. Yeah, that's the kind of commitment I need for my nutbags.
Wow. This in-between is almost reasonable. This is kind of...
Yeah. The piercing guy is kind of village people-y. And,
another one bites the dust era.
Got a little Freddie Mercury going there. Yeah.
Medusa is on a mission to prove that you can be both successful and forge an unconventional path.
And he's running a bank. He's running a bank.
No, he's full-time dragon now.
Oh, he quit the bank job. Yeah. Or the bank said, why don't you just go ahead? That whole dragon fantasy should be 100% of your time now.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I want from my banana people. I want them to go full tilt bozo.
If that dragon was next to Brady, he was racing home.
Oh, Jesus, it's from hell.
No, I can just picture him going,
let me see what just what I thought, a dragon.
That dragon man.
Another dragon.
Just what I thought. Non-binary woke worlds got me all spun up.
Wow. You'd be such a conflict for Brady because it's a new animal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pass the dragon. Keeping that smooth might break the eggs, those dragon eggs in there.
Gotta get you pulled over.
Glory hole at the zoo. Get out of here. I'd watch that.
Most attended zoo in Japan.
Oh, yeah, no, are you kidding me? Well, watch this. It's like every day at noon, the dick comes out and hopes that the girl... there it is. Let's see if she takes it. And she rolls over there and kind of rubs on it for a second and watch the thing get up. The glory hole was a mystery to them. Come on. How'd she get pregnant? I don't know. The dick hole you made me drill? Make it big enough for the dick of the guy next to him. That's what you said, boss. I didn't think you'd actually do it. Well, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. It was the weirdest request ever in zoo history. Now, you got videos?
No, I have no
None?
Videos.
None?
No
Brett?
Videos today.
I don't have any death, but...
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so disappointing.
Yeah, I know. We'll skip it then. What do you have?
We have this one. This guy trying to do one of his bike tricks.
No, that's not going to be. I think almost. All right, just fell off his bike. Yep. That's a concussion. That's not good. All right, yeah, he's definitely going to.
And then this guy.
Headaches for years.
This guy looks like he may know a little tactical black.
Okay. Street fight. One time's
a little bit wild, but he's
pack. Oh. Drop two. Drop two.
He's got a heavy
one for the three pack.
He's knocked two guys out.
The third guy still comes.
Yeah. Well.
Well, goes
worst
after.
Worst phrase you've ever said.
I mean, one shot right there.
Yeah. He knocks down an early Ralphie May and takes out Jay Farrow. Yeah. And then the third guy, yeah, the third guy's like, I'll take you on after you've knocked my friends cold.
Chris D'Elia comes after him to sexually assault him.
Well, let's see if you can handle some assault.
Be part of my cult.
All you got to do is distract him with a school bus. He'll stop.
Hold on, I got to leave. Oh, I got to go.
Well, there you go. Those were, you know what? A nice little break from the death and dismemberment and fish.
Sure,
that we'll
be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to be a short
with
window
a
of time. Oh, yeah.
Was the fish originally from a listener?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't us.
The actual person.
Yeah, that was a tough moment. Take a look at what we did this week in Montana.
Sydney.
We were up here in Montana fishing.
Big fan.
Love the show from all the way down under the Canadian border. Yeah, we were out, my wife and I, on the old high seas, you know.
The
out
Yellowstone
there.
River?
Yeah, we were out there by the, well, there's the Great Barrier Reef and then the, there's like a pier out there in Sydney, Montana. Anyway, we were out there and I shoved a trout in my wife.
You were fishing with a couple of bogans.
Got a couple of bogans out there and shoved a fish in my wife, V.
Anyways, the point is my wife's a hole.
It was in international water though, mate, so. Anyway, what are you going to do? We filmed it. Love you, Brett. Pop it on for your mates, please. Anyway, there goes your Brady report. Craig Gass will fill us in on last night's Super Bowl opening night, which on TV, well, we'll talk about it in a second. He was there last night and taking a look at the festivities. As our correspondent for Super Bowl 57, Craig Gass joins us next.
It's out of control now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, making your radio better. Last night, NFL in town. Big doings here in the city. Super Bowl's all over us. Craig Gass breaks into everything. We don't know how it happens, but he's done it again. Somehow or another, he's asking me yesterday, I need your email, I need this, I need a passport, I need a couple of photos, some ID. We're going to get you in tomorrow night. I'm like, I don't think you need any of this. I'll just follow you. Craig Gass was at the Super Bowl opening night at Footprint Center. Did you see the hookers outside?
There's hookers?
Yeah, we talked about it this morning. There were 12 or 13 hookers that were protesting against stopping hookers. Like, because there's this big, like, when the Super Bowl's in town.
Oh, that's a big thing every Super Bowl city.
I know. And I've made the point that not all hookers are doing it against their will. Mm. And I think they heard me because last night they held a protest saying, we kind of like this. Back off.
Legalize it.
So prostitutes were standing outside the Footprint Center, foregoing a night's worth of cash to let everyone know, hey, not all of us hate it.
I did
pretty
not
cool.
see them.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that, and I said this to you yesterday, I was driving up here and listening to you on the air saying that I break into everything.
Yeah. What'd you do?
And I told you when I got here that I think you jinxed me.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't get in.
I couldn't get in.
Last night you didn't go?
I got.
What are you doing here today then?
I got multiple texts saying your credentials were not approved.
Oh, my God. You didn't go.
In the 11th hour, I just kept pushing and pushing until I got higher and higher up on the NFL chain. And some guy at the credential center, I know who you are. Craig Gass, right?
Close enough.
I know it's Craig Gass. He goes, yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. What are you? You're like a... And I go, I'm a comedian. And he goes, yeah, Gass. I go, no, it's Craig Gass. And the guy goes, yeah, yeah. And he goes, hold on. Let me just check. He goes, no, what happened? And I go, well, I was told it wasn't approved. By who? Several people. Well, hold on.
Almost everyone in the NFL.
Greg, Greg.
And you got it. Let me see your credentials. Look at you, Craig Grass.
It says grass.
Yes. It says grass on the credential. Perfect. And you're in.
Yes, some guy named Crabgrass.
Last second you popped in.
I run in, and I've got questions from the listeners.
Yes. Which is just a few of them, but not too many.
But they're pushy.
Yes.
They're not. They're somewhat.
They're aggressive. Little aggressive.
They're a little aggressive.
Right.
I won't say they're not great questions. They are great questions. One of the questions that I loved was, O.J. Simpson has picked you to win the Super Bowl. Is this going to make you throw the game?
Right.
But I decided to go in soft first to see if I get like a good
who's
vibe.
Who's playing? Right. Who's not?
Yeah. Right.
And the number one guy on my list for let's get playful and let's have some fun
is Travis Kelce.
Chris Jones. In
Chris
opinion,
Jones is funny too, yeah.
Because Chris Jones did something incredible in the NFL, and you can Google it.
It's a great shot.
When he was trying out for the NFL at the NFL Combine, his enormous penis popped right out of his shorts as he tried to do the 40-yard
dash. Exploded.
Exploded.
Out of his shorts. It wasn't like a top, like it wasn't like a waistband failure.
Yeah.
The whole package area just said, we can't do it anymore.
The Keystone pipeline broke.
I imagine it's what every vagina that penis has been in has done as well, which is just puke itself out. It quit.
And I went to him first. And I already have a little bit of history with him.
Yeah.
A few years ago when the 49ers played the Chiefs, I talked to him. Super. He was easily the most playful guy.
Right.
And, in fact, I have the audio from last time I saw him.
Oh, this is you and Chris Jones last time.
Chris Jones last time, 3 years ago at the Super Bowl in Miami.
All right. So this is
Super Bowl. Big moment. Do you feel bigger than you did when you ran the 40? Big smile.
I think the 40 was a little bigger.
Yeah.
You had fun, right?
Thanks, Gary. Go ahead. Minute mark. At the 5 minute mark, I ask him.
Here we go.
A question, a follow up.
Teach you some things.
What was the funniest joke you heard about that 40?
I've seen a Twitter post. And they was like, whatever you do, go balls out. They have to be ready.
Game ends. You got
right, so that's hilarious. He's super playful.
Yes.
So I decided to go to him first.
Sure.
And I said, Chris Jones, question. Do you have a plan if you score a touchdown in the Super Bowl? Do you have a plan for a touchdown celebration?
Yes.
And he goes, oh, man, I haven't even thought about that. And I said, I got one for you. And he goes, what's that? I go, get the ball. You run the end zone. You got a Super Bowl touchdown. Yep. You got a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You recreate the 40-yard dash, pop it out of your pants, boom. And he goes, you're out of bounds.
Oh.
I go, oh, man. All right. And next question, if Patrick Mahomes breaks his leg, and he goes, I'm not talking to you. And he goes right to.
Oh, no.
And you know what the rest of the question is?
No.
If Patrick Mahomes
can you use your penis to fix it?
Can we use your splint? Can he borrow your third leg?
And he was done with you, not
said,
playful.
I'm not talking to you anymore. And he went to the next side and I went, oh, no.
Yeah, you're no fun anymore.
And I'm immediately worried
that
someone from the NFL is watching.
But at least they're kicking out Craig Grass. Who cares?
Yeah,
there's nobody. So did you get anything good?
I went innocuous, fun, playful. I have one with Mahomes that I have out right now, which was I gave Mahomes a list of injuries that I suspect he would still play through.
Yeah.
If you broke your fingers.
Sure.
All of them. Would you still play? Yeah. If you broke your toes, all your toes, would you break?
Yeah.
Broke your foot? Yeah. What if somebody hurt your feelings? And then apparently the NFL just posted him saying, like, well, Kelce's hurt my feelings several times.
Yeah, it's
and sad. I was like, how cool is that? And I said, man, you're a better man than me because if somebody hurt my feelings.
So I'm you going went home. Full afraid after Chris Jones' giant penis shut you down.
Because they can yank your credentials. I mean, I had
for
fun.
For life.
I had fun. I went, and I'll have the whole
thing. They'll yank whose credentials?
Oh, Craig Grass. Yeah,
see, you were in anonymously, man. You were in there as a nobody. You're like, take Craig Grass's credentials.
I'm going to have the full video. I did get great content voluntarily from Eagles and Chiefs fans.
That's what a rapist would say first. Of course it was voluntary.
I assure you.
They didn't said, hold anyone
they
down.
They all said yes.
Yeah, I swear to God, every fan I did stuff with was into it.
Well, in other words, I didn't go up with dick jokes and try to get, like, lead them down.
Right.
Show me your jugs.
Right.
And I was really proud of, I saw Adam Schefter there. Adam Schefter is the guy who breaks
everything.
Somehow Adam Schefter knows everything before anybody knows.
Yeah.
He breaks every news story. And I got him on camera asking him, Adam,
I'm trying to save some time. I just want to go home. Can you just tell me who's going to win?
What's going
to
happen here?
What's going to happen?
Break the news now.
Can you just tell me what the score is going to
be? Craig, so you don't have any sound or anything that you're proud of?
I do. I have the Mahomes.
Oh, just that.
I have Mahomes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's on my Instagram.
But no viral moment. They were very careful last night. I noticed as I watched it on TV, I'm like, man, they have really watered this down to the point where now it's just Michael Irvin's questions. There's no fun involved. As far as Michael Irvin does the interview on there with the guy, and then they just shut sound off, go back to the studio in L.A. and talk about what Michael just did. There's no more like they used to air it in the daytime, and whatever happened, happened.
Trouble happened.
Yeah.
Well, the tough thing is some of them, I think most of them walk in knowing this is going to be a circus.
Sure.
So I'm just going to roll with whatever stupid question I'm going to get, and there's tons of stupid questions. Yeah. I remember years ago feeling really pumped up at Super Bowl 50. Because I got such a great reaction from Peyton Manning. I had this dumb idea that I pitched him. I said, Peyton, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. And I have an idea I want to pitch you called Peyton Manning Trivia. It's a TV show, Peyton Manning Trivia, where it is impossible for you to get any question wrong. And he said, any question? I said, for you, it's going to be impossible. And we're going to do a speed round right now. What is the largest city in the state of Nebraska? Omaha. Where is the College World Series played at every year?
Omaha.
Omaha. And I made him, every answer was Omaha. And then at the end of the round, I went, Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. You are correct again, sir. You win again. He laughed.
Yeah.
NFL and Fox grabbed it. It got 3 million views within 24 hours.
How much money did you get?
None.
Damn it, Craig. It's pointless. Pointless. All you do is an attention whore.
Content. And then I went to the next
that
team.
That doesn't mean anything. You can't pay bills with content.
Well, the next team that comes out is the Carolina Panthers. I'm feeling pumped up because I just had a great viral moment with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And I see Cam Newton. I don't know if you know this. Cam Newton named his son Chosen.
That's no kidding.
His kid's name is
Chosen Newton.
Chosen Newton, as in the chosen one.
Right, of course.
I'm feeling pumped up because Peyton's in a great mood. And I go, hey, Cam, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. I love that you came up with such a cool name for your son. You named him Chosen. Uh-huh. But do you ever worry about the other kids he's going to school with and them feeling insecure that they're not chosen?
Yeah.
And he gave me a dead serious answer for like 2 minutes. And I said, but were you trying to one-up anyone who names their kid Jesus? And he goes, what's your question? And he just went.
He was done with you.
He was done.
Yeah,
and if I put that video out, I look like a dick.
Yeah.
So I didn't even put the video up.
Wow.
But there's guys who are fun.
But still no money is the worst part of this whole thing. It's like nothing.
It's for the love of the game,
no,
bro.
No, it's not. Stop defending it. It needs to be cash or you're wasting everyone's time.
Going on ESPN, getting it on NFL and Fox, going viral, you get attention for it. And it's fun. Tom Brady is always fun. I remember every year.
No money. I want you to get paid for these things. Look at you. You spend all this money to come to this stuff, and all you're getting is like TikTok views, like you're one of those Charlie
Dick
Camille.
But it's content that you put on stage. You talk about it on stage. My show's tomorrow night in Gilbert and in Chandler on Thursday. Or not Chandler, out in
good
Glendale.
Good pro.
And
good promotion. That was smart.
You material. Full pro.
Well, yeah, I suppose. It would be better. If you had money and material.
Tom Brady has always been fun. Every year that he would come to the Super Bowl, I'd do some variation of, Tom, you're so handsome. Like when you look in the mirror, does your reflection ever just wink at you? Like, yeah. And I remember that ended up on ESPN. And then a year later, he's back at the Super Bowl, and I didn't know what to do with him. And I said, hey, Tom, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. This is my friend Jason. That's my friend Aaron. We were discussing the four of us together and ranking – the four of us from most handsome to least handsome in this group.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you're number one because you're Tom Brady. But Tom, who would you rank as number two? And I pointed at myself, number three and number four. And Tom Brady actually said, wait, who am I ranking? And I go, me and this guy and this guy. And he goes, all right, fan out. And I go, oh. And
we all fan out.
And without, I didn't do this consciously, subconsciously. I started sucking in my gut and pushing my chin out for Tom Brady to be like more handsome for Tom Brady. Right. And he ranked us.
And where'd you come in?
He said, you're all tied for second place for handsome.
Oh, crap answers. This whole thing's got to end.
A year later.
I want good answers out of this. I want some cash in your hands. 3 million views. Who cares?
I'll have the video of all the content tomorrow morning, and then all that material, Gilbert,
tomorrow night at JP's. He's out at Stir Crazy, Glendale. All the info's at getgas.com.
Get Craig Gas. Gas. Failing.
Get Gas with
not
two
grass. To make money.
Greg Grass will be there tomorrow night.
I'm making money at the shows.
Right, I know, but you could have doubled down. We need to go down there together. Just whisper it in my ear. I'll say it. I don't care if I lose credentials.
Are you going to be Stephen Holmberg?
I would be Stephen Holmberg. That's exactly right. I'll be my alter ego, Stephen Holmberg. No one will know. Anyway, well, Craig, it was a
John Holmesburg.
I'll tell you this. It was a nice try. I want you to come back and just fan out money and go, I just made $1 million with my viral videos. But it's hard. Like, watching last night, old Michael Irvin was just asking the basic question. I don't know what a fan experience would be like at that. How are they enjoying it?
The fans are just sitting in the stands getting random audio piped into the arena. It'll just go down the line of the 11 microphones.
Yeah, one after the next.
One after the next.
And there's nothing, like, there's no continuity to what's going on. They just sit, they paid their $20 to wander in and watch other people talk to these guys quietly.
There is a crazy thing I noticed last night. They would grab the quote-unquote biggest fans of different teams and bring them up on stage, interview them, and say, well, guess what?
You're going to the game.
You're going to the Super Bowl. Cool. And they handed out Super Bowl tickets.
That's pretty cool. So it was kind of a random grab. Well, that's worth it to just kind of hang around for that. Well, anyway. Well, Craig will have more later, hopefully.
And a lot of those tickets are sold because the people are like, this is my first Super Bowl. It's one of those things like, I need to do this. I need to buy a program.
Yeah.
You buy all this
stuff. You're kicking in. They're just fleecing you.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
And Craig made no money either, so he's just like you.
I'm making money this week. I'm doing comedy.
Everybody's got a job, Craig. That's all. Wanted something
you're going to take a bath on taxes.
Break it. We bring you all the way out here. We didn't pay you a penny for this either. You're doing all this for free. I wanted some sparks. I wanted fireworks. No, if we went in there.
Did you hear from Tripp yesterday?
Now, how big are your shoes?
I am the new afternoon guy.
No. It's not official.
Well, he's going to call me.
He'll call you. Someday he'll
call me. It's been like 3 years, but he's going to call. The last conversation was, I will call you back. So I am the new afternoon guy. I'll be co-hosting afternoons with here at KUP. Right.
That was suggested once a while.
Fitz and Craig Grass.
Yeah, that's right. Craig Grass.
And Fritz.
Fitz and Grass.
Fitz and Grass.
Craig Gass is trying as hard as he can to take money from the NFL, and they just won't do it.
You and I are going to have a story tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I can't say it on the air, but we're going to have a story.
All right. It better be something illegal. Because this whole innocuous love fest that you had last night
stay
bothering
safe
me.
On the roads. Yeah. Just promise me that.
Brady will drive us.
Craig
we'll have
Grass
three stories.
Craig Grass. And connection.
Stephen Holmberg and Craig Grass tonight. It's 98 KUPD. The NFL is here.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.
Concert psyching rock for you there from Godsmack. As they roll into town here for U-Fest, May 6th. That'll be a great show. We're going to have tickets for that.
Happy birthday,
Sunday.
Sully.
Is it Sully's birthday today? Happy birthday, Sully.
Double nickel.
Is he 55? Wow. Little people don't age very well normally, but he looks pretty good. Godsmack, I Prevail, Nothing More, Fozzie, The Warning, Gray Days, The Black Moods. This is a hell of a show. It's at Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater, which used to be the Ashley Home Store Pavilion Blockbuster Banana Store. And that, the banana stand, is where we have that. May 6th, tickets on sale right now at 98kupd.com if you want to head on over there and check that out and see Godsmack. Glorious show heading your direction, which I'm very happy about. Other shows coming to town available on our Core Institute concert calendar at 98kupd.com. But one you won't see, of course, is Ozzy Osbourne, who made the announcement that it is that he can't do it. He just can't get up. He's tried, so he officially canceled everything officially yesterday and put out a tweet, said, I can't believe that it's ending this way. It was very dark. Like, his tweet said things like, I would have never imagined that my touring days would end this way. My team and I are distraught. The thought of disappointing my fans F's me up more than you'll ever know. But I have to cancel everything. My singing voice is fine. I've had stem cell treatments, endless physical therapy sessions, most recently groundbreaking cybernetics treatment. I don't even know what that is. Cybernetics, not cybernetics.
I was going to say cybernetics. It's a cybernetic organism.
Cybernetic organism, it turned into the thing. My body is still physically weak, and I cannot go on. This is where I was like, you know what, Oz? You're 74. You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You've been alive a lot longer than we ever expected. Tip the cap. Let's go off into the sunset. What do you say? Let's, as fans, say goodbye to Ozzy by saying no more. We're saying no more tours.
Majority of your fans understand.
We all get it. Oh, but no, Brady. At the end, I very much worry because he said this. My team is currently coming up with an idea where I will be able to perform without having to travel from city to city or country to country.
Holograms.
Hologram Ozzy is not something I want to see. We were barely seeing Ozzy the last 10 years anyway. Yeah. There was a guy backstage singing with him so he could breathe. You didn't know that a lot of the times, but sometimes Ozzy was just up there going through the motions of Ozzy movement, and some guy in the back was belting out the tunes Ozzy style, and nobody was any the wiser. I'm fine. It's show business. Put on a show. Give me what I'm getting. I'm happy with that. Ozzy's fun to watch. His music's great. We're all fans, but...
Or it's just on the screen. It's Ozzy's Trapped in a Closet tour.
I don't want to see Ozzy on a movie screen. I don't want to see him on a hologram. I don't want him to Zoom a concert to me personally. I think it's time.
Come on, you don't want to dial in for $50 to dial in.
We've got this link code in my
connection. Hello, John Holmberg's iPad. Are you ready?
What happened here?
I'm doing a Zoom concert for all my fans, man.
It's just me and like three
guys. Are you ready?
What city are you in?
Phoenix.
Hello, Phoenix.
Ozzy, this is embarrassing.
All aboard!
Don't. Just stop. I'm going to hit end. I'm going to end call.
Oh, please don't end the call, man. Please. You just want to talk?
Cartoons.
You want to just chat? What are you looking at on the telly? Are you watching anything good? Have you seen any
Jack's
of it?
Jack's gone. Kelly's
gone. I've got nothing to do. Sharon's angry all the time. Are you watching The Last of Us? It's not bad, man. I'm actually really enjoying it. It's apocalyptic, but normally that bothers me. This one seems reasonable. Anyway, you straight on to... You want to hear a little Mr. Crowley?
No, Oz, we're good.
I'll just do anything on Zoom for you. All right, I've got other fans I have to entertain.
Ozzy, you can walk away now. There's great brilliance and happiness in Ozzy leaving. But I don't want my phone to ring. Unknown number.
Looking for a miracle man.
No, to hang up the phone right now. Stop calling me. I just want it to end. There's certain dignity in this. Euthanize it. Do you want to see Ozzy?
Whoa.
No. I'm saying kill him. Euthanize the career.
Man. Last time I saw him was when he did the Black Sabbath thing, and he was actually pretty good that time, but I'm done. I've seen him solo.
We all saw the Hannibal Lecter performance.
Yeah.
We all saw the Hannibal Lecter performance on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
for the NFL, and they propped him up, and then suddenly, I think it was at NBC or CBS or whoever had him, realized, ooh, this is hard to look at, and they cut away immediately.
Yeah, they scooted him in like they
had him on a
table hockey player dome.
On that stick that was bouncing him. He was like, no, do not have him on this is not a game I want to play with Ozzy's body.
Him and Mick Mars should put a band together,
and
they're just
man.
The stiffs.
Stone men.
Yeah.
No. Don't listen
Next
to Brett.
To death.
Don't listen to Brett.
You know, Brett is not a bad idea. I think Brett's idea is pretty good, as we all act like we're all just plugged into the earth, and then they move the entire set around. They're just going to lock us down on the ground, and then the stage troubles, that would be worth it. And then, you know, it could be great, Brett. From city to city we go, like, I'm on the stage, and then we just... The truck just takes off, and we just keep playing. That way we don't have to rest in an airplane or doing crazy stuff. Brett's ideas are great. It's just two of me on the back of a flatbed.
Just get a giant platform, put them on the thing, and you vibrate the floor.
Yeah.
And they move around like the old football.
Like, vibrating Ozzy.
Mr. Crowley,
like nail shoes.
Oh, hilarious!
He can't stand.
Turn it off, mate. Turn it off. This is terrible.
You have to wire him in.
They're running into each other.
Mr. Crowley,
Zach. Bam, bam, bam.
Somebody turn off the stage, man. This is crazy.
Turn off the stage. Ozzy's vibrating himself to death.
Good God, Sharon! What have you done?
We need the money, Ozzy.
I don't think we do. We can afford a stage that vibrates like that. We've wasted a lot of money, I think.
Anyway, I would like to see Ozzy just say, that's it, folks. I'll do one more show out at Hyde Park or Wembley, somewhere in England where they can prop them up. It'll be broadcast live all over theaters everywhere.
Just like the Taylor Hawkins thing.
Exactly.
Have everybody come out, do something.
That'll be it.
Yeah.
We don't need Ozzy to do this for us. As fans, it's greedy. When you have a pet that you love very much, but he can't go on, and you keep him alive, it's for you. It's for your greedy needs. You're keeping that dog alive because you don't want to face the end. Meanwhile, they're suffering. Ozzy should not have to suffer for us anymore.
We're coming up with a way to clone me in some form or fashion, and then we'll have kind of water-headed versions of me wandering about. Because, you know, each time we clone a man, he gets a little dumber. So imagine what the fifth or sixth one's going to be like.
You?
Yeah, it'd be crazy, man.
Dolly Ozzy.
Yeah. Victor Crowley! Oh, it's not as good as the original, but at least it's live. It can move.
I don't want to see it. So, Ozzy, I want to say, I'll be the first to say thank you for everything. Step off with grace, please. That would be nice.
You're an icon.
You're an icon. Stay that way. Don't let my last memory of you be some strange hologram where you actually still fall down.
You think that would be baked into the AI of him?
No, it wouldn't be AI. It would be filming him on a stage and then making it seem like he's live at your theater and he still falls down. And then there'd be nothing sadder than the hologram just glitching on its way down and then disappearing. Ozzy can no longer perform. The hologram's turned off. There's just nothing on stage and you realize I did this to him. I killed him. No more. You know, that's enough. Maybe an internet concert from your house, like live from Daryl's house or something. And then end it.
Show he and Sharon in a convertible flying off into the sky.
Having a nice day.
Like heavy metal? Yeah.
Like the end of Grease.
Oh, is that? Yeah, okay, you can do that. Heavy metal and Grease had similar endings. He can't travel, see, Brady. He can't get in that car. He'd have to lay down. It'd have to be like an ambulance.
I'm having trouble getting upright, Brady. This 90-degree thing is kicking my ass. So what we'd need is like a bariatric ambulance to shoot out of the playground that the Grease kids were on.
Anyway, I felt sad for it. So goodbye, Ozzy. I say goodbye to Ozzy. I now have retired Ozzy in my mind. I would not want to go see this crippled Ozzy show. Come on. The vibrating thing, however, hilarious. Would definitely pay for that. In fact, I think that could spruce up rock music all the way around if all the stages kind of vibrated, the players all over the place. No one was stationary on there. You know, they could just have to stand there and wait and see where they ended up. And sometimes they just fall over. We put them in big body casts and just shake them around.
We're down a guitarist. Yeah. Went over the edge.
He's got to lay down and play now until somebody picks him up, resets the board. Between songs, we'll do that, but each song is a play. That is a great idea in theory, but I don't want to see that happen to one of the legends. Do that to one of the new bands. It's 9:14. Speaking of new bands and new stuff, we got the hot releases coming up in just moments. We'll tell you about that next. It's 98.
It's out of control now. 98.
K-U-P-D. Hey, look that up, Brett. Now I don't know. Did they have Franz Ferdinand there? I was thinking, well, I can't remember anything else they've done. Stuff, but I don't remember what it is. But it's time now for the hot releases while Brett looks that up. I can't remember anything else Franz Ferdinand did. And by the way, that song's almost 20 years old already. And all it does is remind me of Madden. I think it was Madden 05. They threw that on there. Maybe it was 04. But, oh.
From Scotland.
Johnson. Scottish. Hey, take me out. We had plenty of hits in Scotland. It's because you don't know about this. It is time for the hot releases. They're brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family BBQ. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com if you want to go there out there in Avondale. And Anthony, the owner, proprietor, says, here we go. Super Bowl's in town. They're out on that west side where all the Super Bowl stuff, they got the you know, they're right down the street from the stadium. In honor of all the visitors to the Super Bowl, Anthony is doing Kansas City Burnt Ends, which I assume are amazing. And I know firsthand that the Prime Angus Brisket Philly Cheesesteak is fantastic because he sent one to my house for me to test out, and it was ridiculous.
Nice. Did you get a little Philly in you?
Yeah, some Philly. It's a Philly thing. Couldn't wash it down with the water, but you know, I had to get Philly cheesesteak.
With whiz or without?
With whiz.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I suck.
Why?
Because I'm from Philly. It's a Philly thing. We all suck. Anyway, not to pour water all over the situation. Oh, trust me, nuts. They're here. I'll tell you, that Philly cheesesteak he makes is better than anything Philly's got going on. That is for sure. Oh, boy. Tone it down there, bro. Angus Brisket Philly cheesesteak. It is available starting tomorrow. Both the Kansas City Burnt Ends. Kansas City people, I'm going to give it to you. I think it's the best barbecue I've ever had. But you guys are good at this. So you come in and you can rate Eric's barbecue for. I bet you he's stepping it up a notch with what you guys are doing.
It's good.
I'm sure it'll be good. I'm sure. Settle down.
Awesome. Good.
Don't roll your eyes at me, ma'am. I don't want to roll 95 miles an hour with you right now. I'm sure. But they might have a place go, I like this better. Or the place back in Kansas City does it better. I'm sure that they've got the right. Philly people, your cheesesteaks suck in real life. That is one of the biggest disappointments of Philadelphia ever.
Pat's, Geno's, yeah, come on.
All of them are good. You're an idiot. And then you run down the road, get yourself water ice. No, your cheesesteaks are the most overrated thing ever.
I'll be honest, when I was there, I think we had Pat's. Remember that place Godfather's here we used to go to?
So much better.
It's better.
Because they use garbage meat in Philadelphia. I believe it's
because they're turning and burning.
Muskrat
like you
and
squirrel. Always say. Blech. They got to line out the end of the block.
Yeah, oh, it's disgusting. In Philadelphia, it's just disappointment after disappointment. It's the Toledo of Pennsylvania. But their cheesesteak's done right. It's a great idea. Cheese, steak, bread, peppers, the whole shebang. Good stuff. The way they do it, garbage. Right here, when we're taking a call at the Philly cheesesteak because you invented it and then you ruined it like you did everything else. The Liberty Bell, democracy, all that stuff. You guys had it.
I mean,
how bad was Philadelphia that it was the United States capital and like in 30 years,
oh, no.
All of the politicians are like, I don't want it. Oh, we got to move. And why would they want to leave? Philadelphians, even back in the early 1800s, were intolerable. Sorry, broke your bell. Sorry. Oh, did you break the bell? Yeah, you guys can have it. We'll fix it. Little Bondo Flex Seal. Okay. Good idea. But you know, I tell you what, I guarantee Anthony out there at Eric's Family Barbecue is pushing that Philly cheesesteak way above anything they've ever had. They'll never admit it, but it's fantastic.
I'm guessing Anthony's cheese isn't out of a can.
Oh, it's so good. It was delicious. And it traveled. It made a trip to my house. Right. So I can't imagine what it was like fresh off the fire. But it's out there. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com. Eat, mesquite, repeat. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com bring you these hot releases. I'll go with you, Brett. You look comfortably ready. Let's
sure,
go.
Sure, why not?
Brett's up.
All right. In Flames are back. Their new album, Foregone, is in stores this Friday. This is Foregone Part 2.
Good biking band. How did we end up here? Maybe not this particular song, but when I'm riding my bike, I like this one. There we go. Here we go. Last night,
we watched the world go wrong. Like the way John used to introduce us. In flames.
In flames, yes. All right, we get that. Yeah, flames.
It's in flames. They're not breaking any new ground there.
They're being in flames.
Yep. Pierce the Veil is back. This is from the album The Jaws of Life. This is Past the Nirvana.
Oh.
It's a hooker with a clown
shirt. She likes her job.
Oh, yeah.
Did a Super Bowl, please.
You know what I like? I like a hooker that just gets in the car.
Yeah, no negotiating, no haggle.
Don't get it. We'll make a deal.
More proof that there's a hooker for everything.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that voice.
You've heard that sound before.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad.
That was a boy.
I know.
I'm a boy.
I'm a boy.
What? Paramore's back for some reason.
Well, they have a right to exist, Brett.
This is why, apparently.
All right.
Isn't she the one that was put out on the... Chatterbait thing.
Huh?
Remember when the celebrity nudes were leaked?
Oh, yeah, she was out there.
Oh, yeah, she was on the Fappening?
That's the one, yeah.
Everybody's on the Fappening.
Everybody is.
Oh, there's so many Fappening. Every once in a while, I still look at Carissa Thompson from the Fappening. so worth it.
Before the,
you know who else was really good?
Surgeries.
Carissa Thompson's beautiful. I don't care what surgery.
Still is,
you take it back. The
take it back.
What's his name? David Cassidy's daughter was on The Fappening. It's a show. Google that later today. I forgot her first name, but Cassidy on The Fappening. And this is usually what happens when Paramore sings. Other conversations start and they fall into the background.
Like I said, yeah. Why?
What'd they do, break down into a jazz trio?
I'll be there Thursday night.
You're going to Paramore?
Kirby. Going to go.
Why do you...
You went to Globe and now
I'm
Paramount?
Telling you right now.
Just hang yourself.
You're boiling inside.
Look for the rage.
You're no longer saying things normally.
Kirby! Out of the like, way, used to jackal!
Be, I love my daughter. Do anything I want.
No, so,
I'll be there. Kirby!
Freshman or eighth grade?
Freshman.
Why can't she go?
Yeah.
Without you.
Well, if I'm going to drive...
Why would you do that?
Footprint Center. I'm going to stay for
Wait a
while.
Minute, you drove to Globe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not ready for her in an Uber solo yet.
Oh. Oh, she's not going with friends. It's just you and her.
Yeah, she's
going.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's...
Yeah. Alex begging to go.
Tell her to get a friend to go and drop him off. Why do you have to go to that?
Brady wants to go.
I asked Ronnie.
Bonding time.
She said, that's you and Kirby's deal.
Is it?
I guess
so. Sounds like Kirby's deal.
Ronnie's got
it
a
is
client.
Kirby's
it's deal. Not
Ronnie's
you.
Got a client. She's
got a client.
You can't, she's got those clients from 7 to 10.
Jesus.
What about, like, you can't just say, hey, Kirby, find a pal. I'll drive you down there, take your kids to dinner, and then drop you off at the show. You don't have to sit through Paramore. This is too much. I'm watching a friend die.
I've thought about that.
You haven't thought about that?
No, down there and hanging out there for a couple hours and give them a
No part of you thought of getting out of this?
Well, the last time I went with her, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, right. What show was
21
that?
Pilots.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It's a good show.
But maybe Paramore.
Paramore. Boring.
That's the only...
Paraboard.
All right.
There's
another gem.
It's not really the only. The only is like,
I'll go on a date with you, Kirby Derbs.
Coming off Yachtly Crew.
You can't.
Might be a tough act to follow.
You just can't say no to her.
Why don't you take a buddy?
But I thought you were my best friend.
Oh, my God. I'll go with you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here's Sauce Moto.
Here's another gem. Unfortunately,
I'll
she's back
this.
As well.
She's turned it around.
She has, but
for
it's
what
still
she
not
does,
good.
No, but for what she does, she's the girl who sang Friday.
Right.
Rebecca Black. But she's turned this into a little electric dance thing, and she's not terrible at it. And she's kind of cute. I'm chasing down the drips.
There's a lot worse songs that are being poppy right now. Popular.
I just turn on Alt-AZ.
I gotta hand it to this girl. Most people would have buried themselves in the sand after that Friday thing came out 10 years ago.
Everywhere, not for the right reason.
But that's why anybody even cares about her anymore.
But this is pretty good.
No, I'm saying if it wasn't for Friday, nobody would care. She would just be another, you know.
Make a good point there.
Decent cans, though.
She looks great. In the olden days, she would have had to pose naked before anybody would have accepted her back.
I miss the olden days.
Me too. I like
the
olden days.
I miss the olden days.
When Playboy used to be your re-entry back to society. Your apology was a Playboy layout.
How old is she now? She was what, 13?
She's got to be like 26, 7.
She's legal.
All right. That was
wow.
Weird.
Whoa.
Hey, I wasn't the only one looking at those cans.
For like a decade, she's legal.
Yeah, right.
How long were
you
waiting?
Expired?
You like waiting?
You want 40? You see Madonna the other night on the Grammys?
And Madonna's
Look at
70.
That beast.
That's not even fair.
You can say the same about Madonna. She's legal.
She's legal. How creepy would it be if you're like, hey, there's Madonna? And I went, she's legal.
Ew.
Like, ew. Like, that shouldn't be your first concern, is the legalities.
After seeing them cans.
I know. But Brad has to think about that because of his days at Big Sur.
That's right.
Is this legal? I don't care.
This is a quasi Queen of Ears.
Already annoyed by this.
Oh, yeah. This country of such flux
and all right, not flaming lips. Quit it.
Gary Newman's got a live album coming out.
Still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Cars Again Live. Yeah.
It is Cars Live. This song live is a monster, though, because it's just so ridiculously everything.
The bass. Did he have legal trouble?
Bass is huge. I don't think so.
You're thinking of Gary Glitter. No, I know that. We talked about this.
still a great song.
Yeah. Here in my car, I'm the safest of all. I can lock up my doors, and this the only he looks the same, except for a little fatter.
He's legal.
I think he looks younger. Here
in my car, might.
Is that Junior, Gary Jr.?
God, his skin looks fantastic. He must be using Cindy Crawford's Meaningful Beauty.
That is an elaborate setup for one song.
Yeah, the rest of his music is worthless, but that song is worth it.
Who was the band that covered it?
Did a great job.
Fear Factory.
Fear Factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gary Newman.
All right. And it brings us to N-word or F-word.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do a classic today because I couldn't find anything new.
All right.
We're going to go Ice Cube's No Vaseline.
Oh, man. Who won last week? You did.
I did. No Vaseline. I'm going to go N-word. Ice Cube usually fires off N-words faster.
I'm going to go angry F-word.
All right. Brady? I'll go friendly N-word.
I'll go angry N-word.
Angry N-word. All right, here we go. Ice Cube's Vaseline. Good luck, everybody. I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake, looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping. When y'all motherfuckers need oh. Oh, man.
Maternity.
Mother effer came up on that one. Damn it. He dodged the big boy the whole time. That was build-up on that was huge. Who won? Toledo?
Toledo.
Congratulations, Richard. Richard's this week's winner of N-word or F-word. The rap game sweeping the nation. All right, and I forgot about that song. I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Toledo, you got games and TV stuff.
All right, quickly. For games, there's a new game, Go-Go Pogo Girl. Maybe this is for you and Kirby, Brady.
She's legal.
She wants it.
Colorful World of Gameplay of
Don't
Go-Go
say she
Pogo
wants it after
Girl.
I say she's legal.
No kidding. She's legal.
And she wants it. It's a little bit cross between Super Mario Brothers, maybe a little Legend of Zelda. It's the same kind
this
of...
This is Girl Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, there you go. That
it's
too.
The exact same everything.
Yep. So, Go-Go Pogo Girl.
I mean, the background's the same. Why did they replace Sonic with some girl? Is this some woke MSNBC thing I've got to deal with?
It's not put
diversity
out by
program.
Vegas, so.
It's the satanic like Sam Smith.
It's the WNBA of Sonic the Hedgehog.
We need a little background on Go-Go.
This is the that same
is.
Exact
wow,
game.
It is.
Well, that's stupid.
Same sounds and everything.
Yeah.
Now, is she going to charge
up? Look, she's got to fight the thing
she's
at the end.
She's going to charge up now, yeah.
Well, no, she got to fight that thing and then bounce off top of it and then it runs away. This is the same game.
Next.
Go-Go Pogo is a complete robbery of Sonic, who built that franchise.
All right, I've been hearing...
I got to go to Paramore on Thursday. I hadn't even thought about Kirby taking somebody else.
We'll be playing Pogo, Go-Go, Go-Go, Pogo.
So did she ask you?
You want to go to Paramore with me?
Okay. Yeah, she wanted to go.
But she wanted to go, but did you just hone in on this, or was she asking and then you buy tickets and she's like, oh, I got to go with you? Because that's how I'd have been with my dad. If I'm like, hey, Dad, I want to go see Paramore, which I've never said. He's like, I got two tickets.
No,
like,
I
always knew you were a twink.
Yeah, I don't want to see what kind of twink you take. You're going with your old man.
I thought it was on a weekend. I thought it was Friday or Saturday, but it ended up being on Thursday, which is all right. I said I'd go with her.
Sure.
Brady's going to be out late.
But did she ask you to go?
Yeah.
Daddy, I want you to go to the game with, or the concert with.
Yeah. Oh. Sometimes she'll say, do you want to go to the, the one concert. She's like, do you want to go? Right. And can I ask a friend?
And then you're like, just take your friend. That way you don't have to sit through Paramore as an aging.
No, you are taking two.
Well, if the friend's parents would drive, that'd be great.
And you wouldn't have to go at all.
Yeah.
So you're basically putting
if
on
I'm
them.
Driving
so
there.
So hold on.
I'm
there
staying.
Is a friend going?
No.
Oh.
Oh. I missed that too.
I said going. That was a...
That was a possibility if a friend were to go.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so what you're saying is, I bought the tickets. You ask a friend and then their parents have to take.
Yeah,
I see what you're getting. So you're totally heaving out of the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll buy the tickets, but whoever friend you choose, their parents have to drive you.
That's going to be a mess down there.
That's all I got.
Thursday night.
I know. Yeah, in the middle of the NFL experience.
Oh, man, that's right.
Oops.
I can't wait to see your rage.
I still have a...
This inner boiling that's going on.
I still have a day or two to talk her out of.
When dude hits you with...
You bought the tickets.
$50 parking. Because that's minimum right now.
Oh, there's a heap. No.
Oh, you're going to blow your juke cap.
Go to Tempe.
A yarmulke's
going to
fly right
to Tempe
out.
Ride the light
cartoon
rail.
Cartoon yarmulke is going to shoot out of his skull.
$50 American?
go to a park and ride, ride the light rail.
Let me tell you something, Hots. I'm not throwing 50 bones your way to put my vehicle in one place.
Get out!
Kirby, the show is canceled.
Hurry the F up!
Oh, and it's going to take you an hour to fight through that mess because they got it all closed up.
Move it, Slapjack!
The light rail is a good idea. You and Curbs slap into that light rail and cram. Ew. Oh, it's nice. Ew. That light rail is a good thing. Oh,
that's beneath
what's
it.
What's wrong with light
that's
rails?
Beneath way beneath me.
It's not a city bus. It's not a city bus. The light rail
is
okay.
It is actually better, especially when there's stuff going on.
Brady, the light rail is okay for like one-offs. If you're using it every day.
Plus, it's really good this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're paying a lot of attention to it this week.
Crowded, sweaty people. Everything you dream of. Oh, right, this.
That's
this,
it. We're not going.
This inner boiling is huge.
This is the huge release this week on Friday. I've been hearing about this for a few weeks now. Hogwarts Legacy. It's the big one coming out on all platforms. Like, there's no other releases this week or next because everybody's going to be playing this. Apparently.
You think?
Fitz is talking about it, and if Fitz talks about a game, he's all over.
Yeah, he's usually cutting edge on the new games.
I'm not to absorb on your first day. Can't believe I'm here.
Is it Harry Potter or is it just new people?
Professor Weasley has asked that your professors give you instruction outside of the ordinary
curriculum. Yeah, so it's the J.K. Rowling world and all that made into a video game.
You have much
a huge open world video game.
You have the benefit of an exceptionally skilled team of witches and wizards to...
God, I've never understood it. All right, that's enough of that.
All right. On HBO, a new documentary called All That Breathes. It's Oscar-nominated film, an exploration of humankind's connection to wildlife and climate change.
Oh, boy.
Premieres tonight. So it's in Greta Thunberg's language.
Oh, it's Swedish?
I think this part is.
That's not Swedish. A lot of R rolling in that.
Whoa. Eagle.
Worse than my Instagram.
So far it is. He's not
holy
wrong.
Cow. Well, how self-aware
that
are
was,
you
that
right
was
now?
The most self-aware he's ever been. Inner boiling Brady's starting to recognize the garbage
Boss
around
KUPD,
him.
Boss KUPD, check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to live.
Stolen Youth, Inside the Cult at Sarah Lawrence. This is, premiering on Hulu. This is about that dude, that father that kept captive his daughter in the dorms at Sarah Lawrence and abused
it. Feels like its own little world.
I don't really know much about this.
We're trying to attract the kind of students who were outcasts in high school.
We were all really open to possibilities.
Elliot, who lived in the house, said, "Hey guys, this is my dad.
He just looked like a dad."
He moved into the dorm.
Oh, and then he like kind of hypnotized them all and stuff.
CIA, farmed him out.
Is this what Brady's going to do? It won't be the sex work part.
This
is
a great idea.
When Kirby goes to college, I have a feeling Brady's going to live in the dorm.
Yeah. I'll live here too.
Yeah.
I didn't ask that, but okay.
I don't want to live in a dorm. I want a house. Okay.
I don't want to be with others, baby. I would like you to buy me a home, Daddy.
Yeah, how could you live without a home? Okay.
On Prime Video, Somebody I Used to Know.
Daddy, I want an airplane.
All right, we're going to sell the house, Ronnie.
The synopsis of this is whatever happened to the one that got away. I don't know if it's rom-com
John.
Or what.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing here?
You know, I'm just visiting my old haunts on the off chance I might run into an ex from 10 years ago.
How many have you run into so far?
Reconnecting with an ex?
Yeah.
Until you discover the very reason you guys weren't together.
Age-old plotline.
You had herpes.
All those years ago.
Herpes.
Been kind of
usually.
Remember that? Remember those days?
Maybe I made the wrong decision. I haven't
directed
felt
that by Dave Franco.
He nailed her again, and then he's going to give her the same line he gave her before.
Yep. A Million Little Things, the final season. John, I know you've been on pins and needles since the cliffhanger.
I don't know what this is.
Even how it's we all met. Been going on forever. Lisa watches this show. It's about
girl show.
This dude with a bunch of friends committed suicide.
The guy that kills himself. The most depressing premise ever.
Oh, it's the whole show is a
Band of Dads.
Band of Dads. You are amazing.
I can't tolerate that much acting.
What? It is way overacting.
You are amazing. And my friend is dead.
All right, how about this on Nat Geo? Black Travel Across America.
Oh, I saw the preview for this. Looks like amazing. It's the Green Book.
Green Book, yeah.
More than a travel guide, the Green Book marked a safe path from state to state.
That made a huge difference for families.
Discover the legacy.
It's pretty incredible. Like the places that were safe to eat and like dodging stuff. Yeah. The Green Book is an amazing American history story that not many people really want to acknowledge or know about.
Right. Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher are back on Netflix in a rom-com, Your Place or Mine.
Just skip this.
20 years of friendship. Can you believe it?
How do you still speak to me?
Do you remember the first night we met?
Never stops being weird.
So weird.
All right. Enough. Rom-com.
All right. How about this one? Harley Quinn, a very problematic Valentine's Day special on HBO Max. So
I see it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I get the...
The gushiest, mushiest, most romantic day of the year. But for 24 hours, you have a bulletproof excuse for doing cheesy shit for
She causes too much.
So it's a lot. It's an adult DC cartoon on HBO Max, and she goes on a date with Poison Ivy.
Okay. If I'm not watching Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, she's never once been entertaining to me anyway. So why would I watch
Margot Robbie or Harley Quinn?
No, Harley Quinn. I got so bored with Harley Quinn, I stopped wanting to see Margot Robbie's ass.
Right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You didn't watch the movie.
You don't know.
I didn't,
if you watched the first...
It was bad.
And then the movie, the Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn... If you watch 10 minutes...
Suicide Squad,
like,
was okay, but the second one was awful.
Well, the one they made just specifically about her.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
So bad, you stop wanting to watch...
10 minutes into
Margot Robbie do stuff.
Stop.
Gotti or Harlequin.
Huh?
Which is worse, Gotti or Harlequin?
Gotti's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Still.
Yeah, there's no close second. It's a 0 out of 0. I mean, it's terrible. Gotti was terrible. Sandler movies are better than Gotti.
Whoa, that's a huge admission.
Yeah. They're just more precisely made. Gotti was terrible. But yeah, this watching Margot Robbie, being bored with Margot Robbie visually is so hard to do, and they do it in 10 or 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't want to watch Harley Quinn if it's not her. I can't imagine how bored I'd be without it. Anyway, well, there you go. Those are your hot releases. Go get yourself some of those KC burnt ends of the Philly cheesesteaks done properly, mainly because you're not in Philadelphia. That's the best part of that cheesesteak. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com. That's where you go. There goes the hot releases.
It's out of control now. 98
Cruising through this glorious Tuesday and just about ready to be all done here. Before we do that, it's time for the entertainment drill, and it's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black self-defense systems. If you are a person who is wanting to defend yourself from the crazy stuff that goes on every single day in this world, well, then darn it all, that's the place to go.
Well, Brady's driving.
And Brady's driving. You never know. Brady got into that last night.
Yeah.
Got into road rage last night. What happens if that guy gets out, starts making his moves? He's got a weapon. He's got something. Brady's put himself in this terrible situation. Brady, what one thing could you have done to make it all go away? De-escalate the situation. Not get involved in the first place. Just let the guy be crazy around you. Don't add to it by being crazy yourself. That's what de-escalation is. Sometimes people around you piss you off to the point where you feel like, all right, I got to match this crazy. But you don't. You really don't. And you had your family in the car and everything else. You could have killed everyone. And I understand why. You're going through an awful lot. Girls basketball. You got a Paramore concert to look forward to.
Every week.
I think I'd want to run my car into a crazy person, too. But you can't. You just got to be a little bit more stable than that. It's not easy, but you learn a couple little subtle tricks there to make sure that's the case. Sometimes you can't de-escalate. Sometimes it's coming at you, and you better know what to do, and that's what they teach you. They've got the female self-defense course that's coming up here April 21st. A couple slots left. I talked to Jay and Josh and Tony and the gang yesterday, and they said, we do have a couple slots left, although that thing's just about sold out. The gun safety course that they're doing April 28th, that seminar still has some openings for you, and you can check it out at reactdefense.com, figure out how to get your CCW straight with that, learn a lot of things. And again, if you're a person who carries and you're thinking, well, I don't need any of that, why not? Maybe you'll learn something you didn't know. It's not for you to go grade. It's for you to go, yeah, like you did. I went with me for 1 hour, and you're like, oh, geez, that's three things I should be doing differently. And you were pretty confident with how you were handling things. There's nothing wrong with having a little more knowledge if you're going to carry a weapon, especially that gun retention thing. Because I didn't know that's like an FBI stat, that a lot of people that carry have that gun used against them. And getting it away from somebody when they don't expect it. It's not as hard as you think. All sorts of drills where you got it holstered up and somebody tries to get it out of there with you. Or they tackle you and you don't expect it. Now you're in a fight and you got to protect the gun and yourself. It's amazing. And they put you through the ringer on that. And you go through it and you're like, wow, that is definitely healthy knowledge I can carry with me if I'm going to carry a gun. So CCW license available through that course as well. Check it all out, reactdefense.com. That's where you go, and then you'll be on your way to being part of Tactical Black Self-Defense. Brady, entertain me.
A poll asked people if they have a positive or negative opinion on various celebrities, and the most highly regarded celebrities were...
Paul Rudd, Tom Hanks... Not on
not
there?
In the top 10.
No,
Tom Hanks was 5.
Okay.
Paul Rudd was not in there.
Celebrities we all love. The Rock?
Oh, not in there.
Not on there. Wow, that's shocking. Well, who's on it?
Harry Styles and Martha Stewart tied at 10. They both got 74% positive. Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
Miley Cyrus.
Nicole Kidman, Taylor 80% Swift. Positive.
You know, I have trouble sleeping. I just think of Taylor Swift, and I go right out.
Adam Sandler, 82% positive. Then there's Tom Hanks and Lady Gaga.
Wow, they asked a bunch of people I don't get along with.
Chris Evans, George Clooney, got 90%.
I like Clooney.
Number 4 was Blake Lively. She's married to Ryan Reynolds. She got 91%. Ryan Reynolds, number 3 at 92%. Dolly Parton, 95% positive. And who beat out Dolly Parton at number 1? It's a tie. Danny DeVito and Keanu Reeves.
Okay, this was just a joke thing. They asked 12 people, got a few answers, and just made a list. Nobody thinks of Danny DeVito first for most trustworthy and pleasant celebrity.
Louis De Palma from Taxi,
who'd have thought of Louis, Throw Mama from the Train guy, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Keanu Reeves tied for number 1. That's a joke study. They should have thrown that out.
Most negative, the top 5, James Corden, Kylie Jenner, Ellen DeGeneres and Adam Levine tied for third. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos were second.
Oh, it's one of
Mark
those.
Zuckerberg was first.
It's rich and pretty people are ugly. And Danny DeVito's number 1 on the other side. I get it.
Selma Hayek said she was typecast earlier in her career as sexy. I don't know.
Yeah.
How in the world
did that happen?
All she wanted was to be in a comedy. It didn't happen until she met Adam Sandler.
That's right. And she still hasn't done a comedy. She was in Adam Sandler movies, but comedies for me, one requirement is they're funny. So far, she's 0-for with those.
Yellowstone is ending this summer.
She's in Puss in Boots, even though it's not her. And those are hilarious.
Kevin Costner is catching some heat from his wife because he's been spending so much time at Yellowstone, and he's kind of done with it. So he says, let's end it. They are going to do a spinoff with Matthew McConaughey.
What wife
all right.
Okay with her husband going public with, my wife is just ear-beating me, I've got to quit this popular show you guys love so much? Like, what wife is all right with being that? Kevin Costner really threw
a husband that agrees with his wife that I've been away for a long time.
She's still not happy with the way he delivered that. Nobody's like, yeah, my wife really, she's all over me, so I got to quit. No wife wants to be the reason a guy left.
It's one of the reasons. The other reason is he's...
Right, you don't bring it up.
He's got his Western that he's filming, Horizon, right, and he's been spending a lot of time with that and Yellowstone.
He has to say it. Not my wife's been pretty up my ass about this, so I got to leave
Yellowstone.
Be a man and say, you know what, I haven't seen the family in a long time. I got to get back home.
Even if it's a lie, act like a man.
Act like a man, exactly.
I think she was the one
that's what I'm saying. What kind of shrew is that fires that off to a group of people that love the show, love him, and then he goes, yeah, I got to quit, guys. It's like your friend getting a call on the golf course on the 15th hole.
You better get home the next hour, sir.
Guys, got to go. Got to go.
I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but Questlove revealed that Will Smith was supposed to make a surprise appearance during the Grammys hip-hop celebration, but they started filming Bad Boys 4.
That's why?
And he couldn't make it.
Good.
Would have been interesting.
He shouldn't do award shows for a while. He's not allowed at one of them.
I think that's kind of what he's going for.
He might have.
I'm filming.
They might have invited him, and he's like, oh, I'm busy.
Linkin Park's releasing a new song on Friday called Lost. It's an outtake from their 2003 album, Meteora.
Oh, so they just patched up some old tape?
Chester's in it.
Yeah.
That's no other reason to listen to it.
Yeah, there's those moments right now, and then it'll be the, like I always make the joke, it's like eventually they'll get desperate, and you'll hear a Chester Bennington, leave your name at the beep. They find old tapes of, like, you know, his answering machine, and they make songs out of it.
It's like the old VHS tapes they used to put the director's cut and yeah. the deleted scenes. It's like, what? It's a good thing those weren't in the movie. They
that would have ruined it.
Yeah.
You'll laugh at this. Kiss manager, I had to explain to people because they were accusing Paul Stanley of lip syncing in the concert. So he's not lip syncing. He's singing along with backing tracks.
Yeah.
He goes, so he is actually singing.
Oh, I prefer that. Songs. Last thing I want to hear is raw Kiss. Yuck. Play the album. Dance around. Let your 80-year-old bodies looking like mine run up and down the thing with your foam monster outfits. Well, that might be the worst concert I've ever been to. It's a top fiver. Terrible. Terrible. And Paul Stanley couldn't sing a note that night, so I'd have preferred backing vocals. He was kind of sick or something.
My hat trick in.
Didn't even take the time to change the graphic in the beginning of the concert as the satellite dish honed in down onto Phoenix to the Kiss spaceship was landing at jobbing.com arena, which it hasn't been called for 10 years. Like, you guys didn't even change the graphic from the last Kiss show that I didn't want to see.
Well, we were talking to
terrible.
They didn't want to spend
Craig
the money.
Gash yesterday.
It's true.
Kiss modified the S's when they played in Germany.
Yeah, because it was looks like the Blitzkrieg. Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, let's get the hell out of here. Shall we? The lovely and beautiful Larry McFeely's coming up in just moments. I think he's got Chili Peppers tickets for you. I think I heard that. We've got those, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to hand those out later in the week as it progresses. Easy enough.
Give it away now.
Again, if you don't have to be downtown, don't. Brady, Paramore.
Let's go to Paramore.
Let's go to Paramore with your daughter, who you can't say no to.
Fired up for it.
Poof. She better bring the 50
no man
for parking.
Ever.
Oh, by the way, I got an email that said my daughter's going with her friend, and he's flying in from Pennsylvania. And I said, would they mind taking Kirby to Paramore?
Got room for one more?
And she says, I don't see why not.
There you go.
All right.
You're out.
You got a free driver. They're paying for parking. Kirby probably has to buy a couple of soda pops for these two.
Do it, Brady.
Woman arrange this?
But then Kirby would be without me for the night.
Do it.
Well, that could work out.
All right. We'll set that up. Good people, too. I know this person. They're willing to take the whole Paramore burden off your hands. Could you actually look Kirby in the eye and go, Daddy doesn't really want to go?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. You're looking at me with a lie face.
No, and she'd cry.
If we were playing poker right now and I just pushed all my chips, that guy's lying. There's no way. That's the biggest tell I've ever seen. You could look her in the eye and go, Daddy doesn't want to go to Paramore at all. Find someone else to go with.
Yeah. Yeah, I got someone for
you,
believe
to go. It?
No.
You
he's
believe
saying that now because we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's talking to me.
No, I don't want to go.
No. Could you want to go.
Not really.
No, because you, Brady, if you listen to the tape of yourself and you're like, that's me Thursday, Kirby. Like, it wasn't like an excited, I can't wait to go see Paramore. Could you look her in the eyes and say, Daddy doesn't want to go see Paramore. Find someone else to go with.
That's a no.
Just the idea eats him alive.
But then Kirby would hear a negative from Pop. Oh, I can't make her a cutter.
It's kind of dad I am.
I'll cut myself too.
Yeah. Danger, Daddy. He's going to be at the table next to her first date.
We got a hoop game that day, afternoon, and Paramore.
You got to watch girls basketball and Paramore in the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, it's been nice knowing you. We'll have Ozzy in here Friday. He's healthier than you would be. That's it. Larry's next. You guys have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning sickness. So long.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.